This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Oh, my God!
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
You would pick the mic that's turned down before I get to it.
Well, I've been sitting here for how damn long. You should have seen I was here.
Mm. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, you can't see me?
No.
It looks like Grimace.
I'm big and purple, and unlike Barney, I don't love you.
Let's try that again.
Yes, go for it.
Take two.
I don't know if we can get the courage to go it again. Hello, Houston! Galveston in the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude for Saturday, January 9th, 2010.
Strange you remembered that one.
Without looking at the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. I know what happens in 4 days.
Hey, isn't your ass usually in Hawaii this time of year?
It will be next.
Next year?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you know what happens in 4 days, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the odometer on his body rolls over to another number.
As it did yours just a few minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
No, it was 24 hours ago. Mine was Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running producer here at After Hours.
Before I say this, did you get the letter done yet?
I keep forgetting.
Okay. Then I'm the newest producer without a letter. Wes Laverne.
I'll give you a letter.
You get two of them.
Yeah.
More like four.
No, I got two letters for him, F and U.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Well, what did we hear?
Jeff Krasner.
We did indeed, and boy, is that a good song for tonight.
I don't know.
It's 110 kind of... in the shade, and
I'm going to find that shade tree so I can stand in it.
I wish it was only half that here in the control room. Damn, it's cold.
I know, right?
We don't discuss that, because then they turn on the heat, and it ends up being 500 degrees in here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. You'll be wishing you had this temperature. Jimmy with his mouth wide open. What a surprise.
Imagine that.
Usually it's framed.
Nothing unusual there.
Usually it's framed by wood.
I'm leaving now.
Gee, Jimmy, if that's all it took, you should remember that a year and a half ago.
I know.
You made a line like that.
Oh, boy.
But it doesn't last.
See, she was back.
Sure. So,
how was everybody's week?
How was your happy birthday?
I didn't do anything until this evening. I went down to Pasadena.
Oh, yes?
To see a play.
Oh.
Yeah, they had their opening night tonight, didn't they?
Went down.
No, that was last night.
No, well, last night was opening night. This is opening weekend for Steel Magnolias.
Oh.
Down at Stage Door Inc.
No kidding.
They'll be joining us next week.
Okay, and coincidence, because it was opening weekend also at Theater Suburbia. They're doing KOLD Radio, Whitefish Bay, and they will be here in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they are here in the house.
Yeah, this week Judy has a reason to be here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh, wow.
She'll be back. She'll be back.
And yes, you'll pay like for the that. Plague.
You'll pay for that.
Like a bad penny keeps turning up.
Yes. And after that, we've got Leather Ties with Robert Tichy and Buzz. And whoever else they drag in.
They whip up to come in.
I know. Next week will be everything else in a different time slot just for this month with David. And the fourth Saturday, Judy will be back with the GCAM Hour. She's going to have folks from Louis in, talking about the history of Louis and all of that, and rev up for this coming Louis, which is coming next month.
45-something days away.
Wow. Then the fifth Saturday, woo, is it going to be a mishmash? We've got penciled in Regina Dane and Lillian Devereaux. You may remember about 6 months ago we had those two on, and I just kind of stepped back because they just...
Yeah, so the FCC wouldn't nail your ass.
They just took over. Wow. And but also, we're going to have Judy with a quickie, and Dr. Brian Riedel will be here to talk about a seminar coming up. Somebody's coming into town, and... he's a big deal, so.
Hey, I got a follow up on something you brought up last week.
Oh boy!
I went to that Goy's website.
I did too.
You did?
Yes.
And something very interesting about it.
What?
Nobody takes credit for who created that site.
Imagine that.
There is.
That's because they're closeted.
No list.
They're clamoring.
Not only that.
Yeah.
But. The official registrar of that website is a company that all they do is hide the actual identity of who owns a website.
You're kidding.
No. It's a company out of, I believe, it's Arizona.
Wow.
That basically what they do is you buy the domain name,
uh-huh.
You own the rights to it, but all the information of who the contact is of the website, of the administration, all that other part of the website,
mm-hmm.
stuff that you have, is registered in their name.
Wow.
So if you want to contact, you know, like normally what you do is you can go to whois.com.
Mm-hmm.
You type in you type in the web address, and it tells you who that account is registered to, who they bought the web domain name from, when it expired, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you this company out of Arizona. And what they do is they don't manage it. They just hide your identity for you so that you contact them, and then they'll forward the email on to you so you can remain anonymous on who actually is in charge of this website.
Wow.
How interesting.
If you weren't listening last week, we talked about Goy's, which is G0Y is the spelling, because they do not believe in anal sex. And
or oral sex.
Well, some of them do the oral thing.
If you go to the actual website...
it's just frottage?
It is. There is no penetration allowed.
Oh.
They are... They want to work to reverse Lawrence v. Texas.
They do not consider themselves a part of the gay community. And they're very closeted. And a lot of them are married, and they have their friends on the side.
Yeah, and they feel if there's no penetration, they're not really cheating.
And so they're not having sex.
And without penetration, none of them's the bitch.
Oh, brother. That's right. No tops or bottoms.
The whole website
do frottage sideways.
I don't know. All I know is the whole website was just unbelievable to me.
And it was tacky looking, too.
Yeah, it was. It was very, very poorly put together.
I haven't seen a website put that poorly together since God Hates Fags several years ago. Apparently, Fred Phelps has got a closeted member of his family who has some design styles now and some skills. And the website actually looks nice. But before, it was hideous. And, you know, his press releases looked hideous. Now they look nice and neat. So, Isaiah, is that you who did that?
So what was that website?
Goys.com.
And that was G0Y?
The Arabic numeral 0,
Y-S.com.
Okay.
It was... Everything was just... It looked like just one huge run-on piece of paper is what it looked like to me when I looked at it. Reading through it gave me a headache.
I did like the pictures of Hitler in there.
Oh, God.
That's a nice break in the monotony.
Yeah.
And also pictures they took from gay porn. You know, this is just... it's a twisted little group that needs help. And unfortunately, they hide. I mean, that's the thing is this. I'll say this. One thing, and you're going to hate me for it there. It's one thing I can at least respect Fred Phelps for.
Yeah.
He stands up and shows his face.
That's true.
Of the ignorant.
Yes.
He isn't hidden behind a hood or a robe
or
some
company.
Anonymous company out in Arizona. He at least stands there and shows you, I'm the bigot, and here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, these little piece of trash goys, down low for white boy.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I look
at it. They don't even want to show their face on that. So, I don't even think there was a way to contact them and say, hey, I got to look again. If I can find a contact them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We got nothing. What week next month there?
You know what?
I'll invite him to Louie.
I'll put it to you this way. I think it was a don't ask, don't tell for gay men, is what that was.
Just weird. Yeah.
Now, if I find a contact, I'm inviting them for Louie, and they can come here Louie weekend.
And before
and our pin master general here.
Yes.
Yes. I also have one. I have one piece of updated news also.
Oh.
On something that I brought to us a few weeks ago.
Okay.
This clock ain't even moving.
I know.
It's so cold in here, the clock froze.
Oh, jeez.
Laugh it up. Says 10:40.
Nope, not quite.
Not quite, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's not that cold yet. Wait, that wasn't Annie, this one's the hour.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, my updated news is on my friend.
Yes.
That we talked about.
Yes.
I did find out that he did end up retaining his job.
Mm-hmm. Good. Sort of.
At the mega employer?
Yes. From what I found out, it was, I guess, somehow, I don't know exactly who did the firing, but someone in the management staff fought for him and went and told upper management, hey, you need to keep this guy on, because if you don't, you can be sued, and you can be held liable. So, they ended up keeping him on.
Okay.
From what I understand, he's working a lot of graveyard shifts right now.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a vehicle, and luckily his store is close enough by, but, I mean, still, at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to walk to work in this weather?
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
Okay. They're making it difficult for him. They want him to quit.
Yeah, they are, and I'm hoping that he will not give in. So.
Then they'll find something to fire him for.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's how that works.
So.
My God, he sneezed, hit the deck!
Yeah.
So, at any rate.
Okay.
Is it time for our announcement?
It is time, because we've got to get Theater Suburbia in here.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, and you actually promoted Judy, so we've got to...
I already talked about KOLD Radio. So.
Well, guess what? It's a new year, and if one of your goals for 2010 is to become more active in your community, please consider becoming a volunteer for Gay and Lesbian Switchboard Houston. In 2009, 841 callers dialed the switchboard for assistance. Looking for anything from referrals to GLBT-friendly organizations and businesses to help with serious concerns about sexuality, HIV, substance abuse, relationship problems, domestic violence, sexual assault, and crisis intervention. Community Projects Specialist Sally Huffer, did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Who manages the switchboard volunteers, says one of the most important services the switchboard provides is to be an ear for more for the more isolated members of our community. So volunteers are needed. To become a switchboard volunteer, we ask that you commit to volunteering for 1 3-hour shift per week for 1 year. After your training is complete, it is possible to satisfy your shift from the comfort of your own home. For more information about this and other volunteer opportunities, or to fill out a volunteer application, well, that was real smart.
Yeah, you know, click here.
Yeah, the click here
Sorry.
Thing.
Call this the Montrose Counseling Center, 713-529-0037, or the switchboard, 713-529-3211.
Or you can call Jamie at home.
Yeah, I know those numbers by heart.
Yes.
I was a volunteer at the switchboard for 15 years, so that's how I got to know my community.
There you go. Well, I've gotten to know a lot of my community from right here.
Yeah.
So, how about that? You're invited to make use of the David Bonet Cyber Center on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 5:30 to 7, and Thursdays from 3 to 5.
Now, in the past, we mentioned that that was available for Hatch and for Spry. Now it's available for everyone.
Yeah, if you let me finish this a little announcement.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
The
Cyber Center consists of the state-of-the-art computers and a colored laser printer. Cyber Center shifts are staffed by volunteers who are able to assist participants as needed. Cyber Center users no longer need to be clients of MCC or participants in Spry or Hatch. Everyone in the community is welcome. Just come by whenever you need to pay a bill online, conduct research, update your resume, check your email, surf the net, and so on and so forth. Yes, and that probably that too.
No. No one-handed typing.
He didn't think I saw him doing that over there.
Who the hell needs to type? There's microphones on these computers nowadays.
Oh,
I know, right?
God.
The Cyber Center is located in room 101 of the GLBT Cultural Center on the first floor of the MCC at 401 Bernard. Please note that the Montrose Counseling Center and the Cyber Center will be closed on the 18th. That's a Monday, by the way. Please bring your own portable device, such as a flash drive, if you need to save documents. You will need to bring your own. Excuse me. You will need to bring your own headset if you plan to listen to audio or video on the computer, so as not to distract others. Also, we're looking for volunteers who can staff the Cyber Center Tuesdays from 3 to 5. If you're interested, please contact communitydev@montrosecounselingcenter.org, or you can call 713-800-0872 for more info. Cold?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Frostbite.
Ah, okay. Who's got the music
I don't
up
know,
that loud?
Down the hallway.
Thank you. I'm hearing it over my headphones.
Yeah, that's weird.
Let's see here. Friends and colleagues, I'm very excited and honored to announce that I've been elected board chair for the Center of AIDS. Oh, Center for AIDS, the CFA, starting January 1st, 2010. By the way, this is Brian. Let's see if I can remember how he says pronounce it.
Lavinka.
Yeah, Lavinka. That's right.
The H is silent.
Yeah. Since first being introduced in 2003, I've grown to love the CFA and the unique services it provides to the community. My goal as board chair will be to raise awareness and visibility of the CFA through Houston. While we are a small organization, we have done more with fewer resources. I'm very proud of the work the CFA has accomplished and hope to introduce it to those of you who are not familiar. If you've not been to the CFA, we occupy a small storefront at 1407 Hawthorne in the heart of our community. Our staff are very friendly and highly knowledgeable. I invite you to come by and meet them. If you would like, I will gladly give you a tour of the center. Thank you, and have a happy new year.
Now, if you want to know anything about AIDS, that is the place. That is the place to go.
I'm taking this with me.
They are a gold mine over there.
I'm stealing this from you.
Okay. They are a gold mine
of
information. Yes, I do.
All right. Oh. Well, how about this? The candidate for Mr. BRB, Eric Stutes, boldly presents 2010, A Charity Odyssey. The year we make a difference on Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
By the way, my roommate really likes it when you do that.
Oh.
You know, the one that had the birthday last week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So does Judy's pussy.
Yeah, that too. January 10th, 2010 at 7 p.m. over at, guess what? The BRB.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to all performers. Bleh. Something wonderful is about to happen, Dave. This is a candidate show benefiting the Tilth. Yeah, Till Thacker III Memorial Charity Fund.
Mm-hmm.
For more info, you can go to www.colt45s.org/thacker.htm.
Now, not only that, but there's going to be a special stage presentation during that show.
Oh, is there now?
Yes. Since my birthday is on Wednesday, the one and the only Carlos Rivera will be there to administer birthday spankings to me for a price. So people in the audience can either have him give me a swat for however much, or they can take their turn.
Damn, that's 2 days before I get paid.
A buck a swat, huh?
That's $62 they didn't have before. So
who says we're going to stop at 62?
Hey.
I was going to pull out a cold $200.
And who says it's only a buck a swat?
I did.
Maybe it's
I'm getting my money's worth.
Maybe it'll be more.
At any rate, anyway. Moving on. Save the date. January 14th, 2010 is the Assisters Open House from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. over at the Montrose Counseling Center. If you're wanting to learn more about us or never really knew who to ask, here's your chance. It's an informal and relaxed atmosphere. No pressure to join. Gather information and meet new friends. And then, let's see here. Over at the Houston GLBT Community Center on January 14th, there's going to be a literary reading by local author, I think this is a doctor, isn't it? Yeah, Dr. Rick Elliott, doing his book, Faith Journeys of the Heart. The library is over at 4100 Montrose Boulevard and will be open to the public at no charge.
Yes.
So. If you want more info about the book and Dr. Elliott, you can go to www.revrickelliott.com. Quick and simple on that one.
Okay. Is that it?
That's all I have.
Okay.
Their Most Royal Sovereign and Imperial Majesties, Emperor and Empress 25 of Eresus, J.P. Gill and Marsha Mink and Gill, invite one and all to Coronation 26. I can't read what the fancy, the trail ride and...
Can.
Yeah, your printer sucks. January 14th...
You should have seen it when it was...
We can buy you a new one for your birthday.
You should have seen it when it was half that size.
From January 14th to the 17th, 2010, here in Houston. On Thursday the 14th will be the in-town show at 8 p.m. at the BRB. Friday the 15th, hospitalities from midnight... From noon to 4, out-of-town show is later with the famous bus tour. Coronation 26 is at, doors open at 6, the ball is at 7, hospitality 30 minutes in that. Victory brunch at the BRB. For more information on this, you can go to eresus.org or tinyurl.com/eresuscoronation26.
How do they know my URL is tiny?
Ew.
You've shown it enough
I have a
time.
Message.
I'm not going there.
What?
Doris says y'all need to hurry up because she has to get home because she has a hot date. My ears are melting.
Okay, just because she microwaved something she picked up in the produce department doesn't mean she has a hot date.
Oh, wow.
Tell her we'll go down to Walgreens and get some Newtons and she can have a warm fig. WIPS Society, the Women in Power, want to invite you on Journeys January 16th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Women in BDSM. Share your personal journey and bond with other women who have been down the same road you are traveling. This special daytime event hosted in the comfort of the WIPS Sanctuary and Fetish Parlor is sponsored by the producers of Summer Sinfest. The $20 includes a seminar, free health screening by Legacy Health Community Service, a gourmet box lunch, free admission to the SAF Dungeon Party, door prizes, and gift bags. For more information on that and the play party that starts at 8 p.m., you can RSVP to safrsvp@yahoo.com. You can probably find more information on the WIPS Society website, which is whipssociety.com, I believe.
That would be WIPS, Women in Power Society.
Yeah, if you just want to double check, go to louieweekend.com, click on the members page, and you can. There's a link on there.
Yeah, for WIPS.
To WIPS. Southern Country Houston has a new dance. Their dance team has a new name, and now they need a logo. For Wildfire, enter the logo contest. There's a cash prize. Submit it to carolmdance@hotmail.com no later than January 31st in PDF or JPEG form. Whole bunch of rules. Ask them about it. Well, you promised we're going to Judy on a minute ago, so...
I know.
GLBT Seniors Potluck is Tuesday, January 19th, 6:30 p.m. Senior heroes who need transportation or non-seniors who wish to volunteer may contact Tim at HoustonGLBTCenter@gmail.com. On January 16th, the Lady and Gentlemen of Art will meet at 1 p.m. And the Club George is the venue for the first Community Center Cookout fundraiser on Saturday, January 16th from 2 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
Diners can choose from grilled burgers with the fixings or grilled chicken for $5 a plate. Tim, if you're listening, I'll get you that information, but please remember, chicken's what killed us. Proceeds will support the Community Center Operating Fund. Cookouts will be held on the third Saturday of each month. For more information on this or any other things going on with the Houston GLBT Community Center, go to hglbtcc.org or houstonglbtcommunitycenter.org.
Wow. Okay. That's announcements for the week.
Yeah.
That we have. There's a whole lot other stuff going on, but that's what reached my computer this week. Judy is here.
Hi, Judy. As always.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
And she has an announcement to make. And wow. Just about on, right on the dot for when I said you'd be on the air making this announcement.
I'll never get used to that.
No one will.
Don't expect it to happen again.
No, I know.
I know, it's a short calendar thing. Your computer died, so you didn't get all that. Okay. Well, that works. Well, you know, I've been working since October on The Mary's Thing, which doesn't really have a title. That's just what it is.
The Mary's Thing.
The Mary's
right.
Thing. And I've been working with the owners of the property, or two of the owners of the property. It's actually a little LLC, whatever. I don't know. I'm not
quite limited partnership.
Limited license of corporations.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So basically what it is a bunch of members of the same family who all own this property and have owned it since 1916.
Wow.
In case anybody drove past it on Westheimer in the last week or two before New Year's or between Christmas and New Year's, they might have noticed a flow of water out the front door and down the sidewalk and out into the street and all the way down to the stop and go. Okay.
We've been reporting that, or you've been reporting the problems there with break-ins every night.
Every single night. Every time they go now, the police have to go through the place for them before they can go into the buildings or even out into the courtyard. It's been an absolute nightmare.
And now we had the fountain.
Well, they got inside the other day with workmen, repairmen, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And this was an intentional thing. Now, when Jimmy and I were there just before Christmas, we got in there and they had just smashed anything that was breakable, was all over the floor, the walls, everything.
We were raking glass.
Raking and shoveling, literally.
Yeah.
And they had urinated all over the back of the building and written nasty things on the walls about fags and big crosses and something like that. Well, they didn't have anything left to break this time, so of course they had to go for the plumbing. And instead of urinating, I guess it was a lot more fun to defecate all over the building.
Mm. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So the unfortunate truth is, instead of trying to save these two buildings, the house in the back and the bar, and reopen a new gay bar, the owners have decided to put the property on the market. So they're going to sell it. They're going to put it up for sale. They wanted to let me know before they did it so that I wasn't shocked and dismayed when I saw the signs go up in a week or two. For anyone who's interested, start getting those little jars out and counting your pennies, because HCAT has the property listed for $2,341,254.
Wow.
And that's a very small little piece of property because it does not include the parking lot.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just the strip from Westheimer through the block,
mm-hmm.
and includes, it's on one end of the block, so it encompasses three different streets.
The saddest thing about all of that is the huge loss to the community.
Absolutely.
Not just Mary's, not just, you know, the old buildings that everybody's accustomed to seeing on that corner for the past umpteen years. But you have to remember that Jim Farmer's ashes are back there on the patio, on the front patio next to the stage.
Yes.
They plow into those buildings. Then Jim becomes part of a new concrete slab.
Yeah.
All the plants that are in the back.
To say nothing of Querfalin and to countless other...
I'm talking about, the ashes in the back, or the ashes that have been, you know, the plants that have been planted for people, et cetera, even Jim's tree.
Yeah.
You know, all of that
all is
in danger.
All the trees, the bushes, they're all going.
I will be working with them. I have contacted them again, and we're still talking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've invited them onto the show for the GKMR, and we'll see how that's going to work out. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see... I knew Mary's had gone away. That was a given.
Yeah.
And we were trying to negotiate into a new bar with them owning it and so on. And it was the break-ins that did it.
Sure.
You know. At this point, they've been pouring good money after bad every single week into that building to try to shore up walls or fix the ceilings or whatever, the new holes that people have made to come into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally has been good money after bad, and they just can't see pouring money into something, even a new bar, that's going to be vandalized on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we didn't have any of this trouble with Mary's before when it was still occupied, did we?
No, when it was still occupied, and I think part of that is because we were there till 2 a.m., they were back up there at 10 o'clock, you never knew when somebody was going to be in the office, even when the bar was closed, et cetera. An occupied building is a fairly safe building a lot of times. It's not until it closed that all of this horrible stuff started happening, but the bottom line is, these people didn't go to Mary's. They don't know what it was like when it was open. They know what it was like when it was open. They don't know about the vandalism, the history, this, that, and the other. They have a record of how many times the police were called in the last 5 years before it closed and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they don't feel safe there. And to not feel safe there is not a good way to start a new business up.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going to happen to it, no matter, you know, someone's going to buy it. It could be four new townhomes for all we know. Could be another gay bar. Could be a... There's no telling what it could be. But my goal at this point is to see... There's obviously nothing left in the building or the house in the back or the bar.
No.
But my goal is to see what we can do about preserving some of those plants and things back there and see what their plan is for Jim. I mean, they may be planning to dig him up. I don't know. They knew him.
Yes.
So it's not like he's a stranger and they have no clue what I'm talking about. So now we start the negotiations of trying to see what can be saved of the outlying history. I don't know, you know, not the history of Mary's, but yes, it is part of the history.
Sure.
To see if any of it can be salvaged. So that's the next goal. Very sad.
Very sad.
I really would rather take a beating than talk about the death of Mary's, and that's exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been closed, but now it's dead.
Now it's dead and gone forever, and nothing like that will be in its place again.
No.
Because I had someone ask me... about a week and a half ago, was in a website, and someone was talking to me about Louie and asked me about Mary's. You know, what had happened? Why aren't we there anymore? And you know, I'd explain and say, you know, it's pretty much it's gone. There's at that point there was still hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's
up until last night.
Yeah.
And I was still kind of thinking there was hope because, you know, I only got the didn't get a specific message from Jimmy. I just got the HCC and LSA postings he listed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't even tell him until I got to the station tonight.
Everybody in the lobby's been asking me. It's like, I haven't been on yet. Have you heard me make any announcements? You know? So
yeah.
it's The email hit my box. She did it this via email, and it hit my box right after I had come home from Jimmy's house, and I immediately called myself. I don't want to bother you again, but, you know.
Yes.
It was devastating. It was a shock. I did not expect to read that in the email.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not that they're mad at me or anything else. They're just real over our community, and I can understand that because
sure.
I've been kind of going through this. If I've been affected the way I've been affected, I can imagine how these gay-friendly straight people feel, pouring money out of their pocketbooks and being afraid to walk onto their own property for the last several months. I mean, they've been going through this.
I cannot blame them one iota.
Yeah, she has an ulcer as a result of this. Had been ill, spent the holidays sick.
Oh.
This is just heartbreaking.
This is.
And I sent, you know, as many messages out as I could to Chances and the townhouses behind the bar and Burger King's. Like, if you see anybody going on that property, call the police.
Yes.
Because we figured at that point, if it was the owners on the property, they can prove that. The police knew who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've seen them enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that was my lovely news for tonight. I'm
and
glad the rest of my stuff is
this is as much a memorial as anything else. So
yes, it is.
And in that vein, we have a piece of music.
Oh, good.
Very old piece of music. Michael Callen.
Oh, okay.
From his only CD. It's Talking Old Soldiers.
Wow. Okay.
Buy you another glass of beer. Thanks a lot. That's kind of you. It's nice to know you care. Oh, these days there's so much going on. And no one seems to want to know. I may be just an old soldier to some, but I know how it feels to grow old. Yeah, that's right. You can see me here most every night. The lights. Honey, I remember all its years ago, I'd say. I would stand at that bar with my friends who passed away and drink three times the beer that I can drink today. Yes, I know. Fears to grow old. I know what they're saying, son. There goes Old Man Joe again. Hell, I may be mad at that. I've seen enough to make a man go out his brains. Well, they know what it's like to have a graveyard as a friend. Cause that's where they are born, all of them. Don't seem likely I'll get friends like that again. Well, it's time I moved on. But it's been great just listening to you. And I might even see next time I'm passing through. You're right, there's so much going on that no one seems to want to know. So keep a well, you keep a well open and out of night.
ignore all the others. You got your
Now we're back, and we got Theatra Suburbia in the studio.
Theatra?
Theatra, with good old Judy. Judy.
Why do you always call me old? You always good old Judy.
Well, I called Jimmy old, too.
Oh, well, we know he's old. Jeez, give me a break. I will never, ever be as old as Jimmy.
Well, that's a given.
How should we go there? His birthday's in 5 days. Oh, we have a lot of birthdays tonight.
No, actually, less than that, because today's now the 10th.
No, so it's still Saturday until you go to bed. You have to be with After Hours for 20 years to know that.
Well, I've always said that, but, you know.
You do. It's still Saturday until
We were that way in the Navy, too, so don't go there.
I'm sorry. I'm going to think sorry. Okay.
So, who do we have in there with you?
We have Theatra Suburbia. We have Barbara Hartman, a.k.a. Bunny. Who's a birthday girl today, like Chris? You knew I was going to say it. I told you I was. Has her cast and crew of KOLD Radio at Whitefish Bay. They opened this weekend at Theatra Suburbia. I saw the show tonight. You know, I don't usually laugh out loud. That's very unusual for me. I'm one of those little snickers behind the hand kind of people. It was hilariously funny. I definitely recommend seeing this. Not that I've ever recommended they didn't see one, but this one is really funny, and after all the holidays and stuff, we need all the laughs we can get. So, Bunny, tell us about it. Tell us what's going on.
Well, KOLD Radio, Whitefish Bay, is a comedy by Phil Olson. It's a Southwest premiere of his play. It takes place in Minnesota, next to the Canadian border.
I bet it's in Whitefish Bay, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's where it's supposed to be. That's true. Inside of Carl and Lena's bar, place for beer. And there's a radio station inside the bar, and one of the talk show hosts, Lars, has got a problem. He's trying to, get the girl he wants and trying to keep his job. So we have a lot of in comedy ensuing around that little subject. He's the host of a fishing show, of all things. So we have how many characters? 9? 10?
A bunch.
Right?
10.
So I'd like to introduce my cast now if I can, but first we want to talk about when the show is running. And we open this weekend, as Judy said, and we run through February 6th, Fridays and Saturdays, 8:30 curtain. We have 2 Sunday matinees, January 24th and January 31st at 3 p.m. And tickets are $14 for adults, $13 for students and seniors, and Sundays are $12 for everybody.
It is important to say at this point that Theatra Suburbia is a 501c3 organization.
That's true. We're a 501c3 organization of all volunteer theater. All volunteer theater. And we're located at, what is the number at Way Out West Drive?
No. 4106.
4106, Way Out West Drive, which runs between 43rd and Hempstead, just west of 290. Can we start by introducing each of you guys? So let's
start with him.
Rev. Well, he's at that end. I can't help it.
He's always at some end.
I know he's not the most important thing in the world. You know,
I come here and I get treated with disrespect.
And you love it.
My name is Revis Bell, and I've been in theater for about 5 or 6 years. I started at Theatra Suburbia, and I play Sal Carducci, an Italian hothead. And Lars is next to me.
Hi, Sam Martinez, and I play Lars Knutson. This is my second show in a row at Suburbia.
Let Maria go first.
Hi, I'm Maria Sergo, and I've been doing theater for about 7 years. This is my first show at Theatra Suburbia, and having a great time. Come on out and support us. It's a wonderful show.
You need to pull your chair up and just sit between us.
Oh, okay. Cool. And I play Ruth, the jingle singer.
Oh, and she's fabulous.
Thank you.
Abby? I'm Abby Schmidt, and I play
Sarah Knudsen, Lars's daughter. And this is my first year in theater, and I started at Theater Suburbia.
And how old are you?
10.
10. See, we have another wonderful, talented kid in the show.
Hi, my name is Chris Stafford. I've been acting for about 7 years now. This is my second show at Theater Suburbia. And the cast and crew have been a blast to work with. I'm double cast, actually, as Ole Swenson and Sven Ockstruder.
And he's as beautiful as his voice.
Kevin?
I'm Kevin Hudson, and I've been cast as Walter Gisselson, the news guy at KOLD. This is, I guess, still my first year of doing theater at Suburbia. It's a great show. Come on out and see us.
You know, you got to give these people credit for just being able to say these names.
Oh, I know. And we have Josie over here.
Hi, my name is Josie Valencia, and I play Donna DiCasola, which is Sal Carducci's wife.
So can we do a couple scenes for you tonight?
Who did we have in the background over here that's kind of...
We have Landy and Russell, who are Abby's parents.
Okay. Yay.
We have Josie's boyfriend.
I want the hat.
With the hat?
Josie can keep him. He's beautiful, yeah. But I want the hat.
We have Haig, who is our sound tech person and was also supervisor on our set. Except when I told him we had to do what he had to do. And we have Doris Merton.
From the goddess.
The goddess of Theta Suburbia.
Okay, so you're going to do some scenes for us.
Yes. The first scene is Lars and Ole in the radio station.
Ole's Bait Mart. Ole's Bait Mart. If you buy your bait from Ole's, you might catch a fish.
Ole's Bait Mart is located just a half mile north of Ole's Deer Petting Farm on Route 22, where you can have your picture taken next to the world's oldest moose.
Oh, and don't forget, Saturday is Pronto Pub Day for the kiddies.
Getting back to our program, we're here talking about ice fishing for the crappie. Why don't I start out with a question for you, Ole? This is one that I frequently get asked. Are crappie slower in the wintertime, hence easier to catch?
Good question, Lars. It's a popular myth that crappies are slower in the wintertime because it's so freaking cold out. Sorry. However, the truth is that crappies are cold-blooded creatures who swim as fast in the wintertime as they do in the summer.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines for callers. Any questions you may have regarding ice fishing for the crappie, we will do our best to answer. The phone number, once again, is 928-CRAP. Crappie Talk is also sponsored by Ole's Lutheran Hall of Fame, where you can have all of your prayers answered in the Chapel of Good Intentions.
Lars, I'd also like to mention that first-time visitors will receive a free glass of grape juice and the new herring and wafer bar.
While we're waiting for callers, let me ask you this, Ole. What kind of fishing lure do you recommend for the crappie?
I recommend the Silver Eagle Spinner with a 3-pound test.
Half-inch or largemouth flange?
Half-inch.
Free flex or sport fly?
Sport fly, of course.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Free flex just doesn't give you the feel like a good sport fly.
It's like wearing a rubber, Lars. Sorry. Condom.
We're taking callers here on Crappie Talk. Go ahead and pick up your phones and dial 928-CRAP and ask us a question. Anything at all. Ice fishing for the crappie. Crappie Talk is also sponsored by Ole's Ice Hole Auger. It'll auger a hole for you the size of a Buick.
Ole's Ice Hole. Ole's Ice Hole. Ole's Ice Hole Auger. It'll make your augering easier. Auger, auger, augering easier. It'll make your augering easier. You bet.
Now through Saturday, we're giving away a can of mosquito block with every auger purchase.
Well, it looks like we're just about out of time here. Be sure and tune in tomorrow when we will be talking about ice fishing for the crappie. Now let's close with Whitefish Band singing Oh Happy Fishing. Well, it looks like another great show, Ole.
Lars, I can't continue to sponsor Crappie Talk.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Why?
You don't have any listeners.
Well, I got lots of listeners. What makes you think I don't have any listeners?
No one called in to ask me any questions.
Well, sometimes people just don't feel like calling in.
No one has ever called in.
Okay, I know this looks bad, but you
Lars,
can't...
Lars, I just can't be spending money on a radio program that has no listeners. I'm sorry.
Ole, I can't run my program without you. You're my best advertiser.
I'm your only advertiser.
And our next scene is between Lars and his daughter, Sarah.
Sarah, honey, when's your birthday?
Oh, it's
Dad. It's a week from Sunday.
I know, sweetie. Just checking. What do you want for your birthday?
You don't have to give me anything, Dad.
I know I don't, sweetie, but I want to. And now, what would you like?
I'd like a new dress. One that I can wear to church.
And say goodbye to Ollie, Sarah.
Goodbye, Uncle Ollie.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Are you all right, Dad?
Yeah, I'm fine, honey. How are you doing?
Good.
Now, who's winning in there?
I think Carl's out of slump.
Hey, you're not taking his money again, are you?
Not all of it.
Good. Say, honey, what would you think about moving?
Moving? I love it here. All my friends are here, and I like my school. And there's Grandma, Ashish and Gracopies, and Martha.
Yeah, you like Martha, don't you?
She's my best friend.
Yeah, Martha's special, isn't she? Hey, I'm your friend too, aren't I?
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, honey. Hey, say, why don't you go out and finish your game with Carl, and I'll be with you in just a minute.
Okay.
And finally, we have Kevin and Lars.
Can we wait just a second for that?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about when the show's going to be again and how they can get in touch to see us. Suburbia, we're going to have to break for a station.
Okay. The show's running through February 6th at 8:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and Sunday matinees January 24th and 31st at 3 p.m. And you can call for reservations at 713-683-3525.
And they get to talk to Doris if they do that, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that works. And they have a website you can go to look for what's
yes,
going on this
theater? Yes, it's theatersuburbia.com.
Spell that for us.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E, suburbia, S-U-R-B-U-R.
That's okay, honey. They can spell that as theater. I wonder if you can spell that.
Oh, theater? Oh, well, gee, thanks. Anyway.
And I do need to throw a little comment in here now for Wes and all of his friends in there. No, they're not going to move a bar next door to KPFT so y'all can join forces. This is fantasy, okay?
That's no fun.
I know, but I saw your ears perk up when they said, come you know, on. That was a bar with a radio station in it. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, so it's time for you.
Do y'all have a little special that y'all do for KPFT
listeners?
Yes, we do.
Listeners? Actually, if you call Theater Suburbia to make a reservation and you tell them you heard about the show on KPFT After Hours, then you get a 2-for-1 special.
All right.
So buy one ticket, get one free, and bring all your friends. No, don't bring all your friends.
Cheap internet has a cheap please. Internet date.
It's not cheap entertainment. It's inexpensive evening of entertainment with all volunteers.
Please, in this economy, it's a cheap dinner and date.
Well, whatever. I mean, okay.
But anyway. So. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Now time for some PSAs.
Daddy, why is the sky blue?
Well, because Mother Nature wanted to match your pretty little eyes.
Nope, not even close. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more. So the human eye sees more of it than any other color. That's why the sky looks blue, Daddy.
Who in the world taught you that?
Mommy?
By sixth grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science. And in just a few short years, almost all of the jobs they'll want will depend on having these skills. So keep her interest alive any way you can.
Daddy, do you know why the concept of odd and even is a philosophical illusion?
Why don't you tell me?
For more information and ideas, visit www.girlsgotech.org. Remember, it's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
The wait is over, and KPFT is accepting nominations for listener members to its program council. The KPFT Program Council is an advisory body founded to give broader community input on programming. The PC works with KPFT's management around a range of programming matters. KPFT is seeking 6 listener members to participate in the program council. Visit kpft.org to apply now. At kpft.org, you can find full information about the program council, what it does, and how it works. You can also submit your own nomination to the program council. KPFT encourages members of our diverse listening audience to get involved in this radio station. Visit kpft.org for information about the program council. This is KPFT, Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio, 90.1 KPFT Houston, 89.5 in Galveston, and as always, www.kpft.org. And now we're back with the Tress Suburbia and Judy.
Hello.
So.
That was such a wonderful little interlude. We had so much fun in here.
I bet y'all did.
We did. We were partying.
Mm-hmm. I could hear y'all.
And giving Jimmy a heart. You think? How could you not hear us? There's like, what, 14, 15 of us in this
I know,
little
right?
room.
And then Judy, and then Jimmy walks in and y'all just give him a hard time.
Well, we had to give Jimmy a hard time because he thinks he's important.
Well,
only way he really is old.
Well, yeah, we know that too. Uh-oh. I think he's got
he's got headphones on. I'm in trouble now.
Yes, you are.
Hi, honey. Love you like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, funny. You were saying y'all had one more scene.
Yeah, we have a couple more scenes I was going to do tonight. One between Kevin and Walter. Walter and Lars. And this is after Lars has won a 50-yard dash against his love interest, who unfortunately was not able to come tonight.
We're back. This is Walter Gisselson, and with me is Lars Knudsen, winner of the big race today. How does it feel, Lars?
Yeah, it feels pretty good, Walter. I first want to thank God for giving me the strength to win today. I want to thank my parents for encouraging me when I was a child. And I really want to thank Martha for the courage to do what she did today. Martha went out there, knowing the odds were against her, kind of like the little train that could. This time, unfortunately, that little train just couldn't.
Were you surprised to see Martha take an early lead in the race?
No, I wasn't, Walter. With those stubby legs of hers, I knew Martha would be able to get a good start on me, but I wasn't worried.
Were you worried when Martha continued to lead the race at the 40-yard mark?
No, I wasn't, Walter. At that point, I was just getting into my zone. I knew exactly what I had to do, so I turned on the afterburners, and she was eating a snow sandwich.
When did you know the victory was yours? Was it when Martha somehow slipped and fell just before the finish line?
I knew well before then, Walter. Martha had a few steps on me, but I knew deep down inside what it would take to win the race. Intestinal fortitude. Something that Martha checked at the door.
Don't you think it's ironic that Martha beat you in the 50-yard dash in the sixth grade because you claim you slipped on some gravel?
I did slip, Walter.
And now you win today because Martha slips and falls at the finish line.
Walter, we could analyze the race all day, but as my father used to tell me, if you lose, say little. If you win, say less. Now, since I'm not one to toot my own horn, I'll let you get back to your program.
And finally, we have a scene between Sal and Donna, a divorced couple from Brooklyn who kind of mixed things up in kind of staid Whitefish Bay.
Why don't you come over and join me?
Only if you ask nicely.
Please.
Please what?
Oh, jeez.
You gonna be nice or what?
Yeah, I'll be nice.
Then ask nicely.
Would you please join me?
That's better.
So, you're taking a break from your party?
Yeah, I thought I'd come over here for a quick beer. We don't have any beer at the mixer. I'll go back in a few minutes.
I see that Bunny is working for you.
Yeah, she came in to help me host the mixers.
Don't you think that's a little risky considering what happened to her in Brooklyn?
No, I don't. Bunny's over that. It was just a phase she was going through.
Oh, a phase.
Yeah, a phase.
Well, I'd be careful if I were you.
What is this? Did you call me over here just to lecture me?
I'm just looking out for you, that's all. So, you look good.
Thank you. So do you.
Look, Donna, I just want us to get back together again. I'm sorry for what happened in Brooklyn. Can't we just put the past behind us?
So you want another chance, is that it?
Yes, I do.
What about you and Martha?
That's nothing. Strictly business.
All right, I'll tell you what. If we can go for 5 minutes without an argument, I'll consider it.
How about three? Okay, five.
Carl, could you be a sweetheart and keep the time?
Yeah, you betcha.
So, you left the party early. How come?
It looked like you were doing just fine without me.
It's going great, isn't it? I mean, it's a successful party, don't you think?
It's going all right.
All right. I have half the male population of Whitefish Bay over there, and all you can say is all right.
What is this men-only thing?
It's just a theme.
Oh, a theme.
Yeah, a theme. You gotta have a theme. And next week, I'm having a mixer just for the women.
So, next week, the theme would be women only.
That's right. You got a problem with that
or
something?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem
with
that.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I'm not jealous. There's not one jealous bone in my body.
Okay, so you're not jealous.
So,
Next week you have guys dressed up in little outfits, is that it?
Something like that.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Well, thank you for the encouragement, but this is my baby and you have nothing to do with it.
It's my money you're putting into it.
And the court says it's my money.
Yeah, well, you know where it's coming from.
Is this why you followed me over here? So you could take credit if I do something good and say I told you so if I screw up?
Why would I? You don't listen anyway.
So, to sum up, we have a radio show called Crappie Talk, Carl and Lena's Place for Beer, Ole's Deer Petting Farm, and the Workplace Romance. What else could you want?
More beer.
Oh! So we hope you all come out and see us. It's a very funny show.
Sounds
it. Even if I say so myself, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's not... You know, it has nothing offensive in it for those people who don't like offensive things. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, I'm better because you put it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw it tonight. It was fabulous. I can't wait for Stanley to leave town so I can go see it again with Jimmy.
And okay.
My theater companion there. And I'm glad y'all came tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you all park legally and then get towed off.
Well, right.
Did I hit it out loud? Did you park all right?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't park
I don't drive, so.
Oh, you don't drive? Oh, well,
she carpooled.
Oh, I have parents.
Oh, you have parents. I'm sorry. I thought you were adopted by Santa.
I tell you what. He's a bad father.
Yeah, see?
Uh-oh.
You did read the play, didn't you? Anyway, I always give young ladies a hard time. But you were fabulous in the play tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Could hear every word you said. Understood most of it, you know? All right. Thanks very much, guys. Let us get some music going.
And let's hope that everybody's car heater works.
All right. Time for some music, and then we're going to have leather ties.
Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friends. Let me tell you about my friend named Mike. He was the type of kid everybody liked. Girls called him sweet, guys called him cool. He lived on my street, we used to walk to school. His dad and my dad were also friends. They used to drink beer and hang out on the weekends. In the backyard, we had fun all night. Birthdays, barbecues, water gun fights. From the early morning till it got dark. We play all day at the neighborhood park. We'd sneak in the neighbor's pool to beat the heat. We'd ride our bikes up and down the street. When we play sports, we'd always win. I always knew I could count on him. G.I. Joe, Scrabble and Tag. These were the best times I ever had. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend, you and I. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend. I slept at his home. His parents went out and they left us alone. The way I remember it, it went like this. We were jumping around, then we started to kiss. One thing led to the next. Two young kids, we were having sex. All of a sudden, there was no more joking. Flash, the door swung open. It was his dad and he was so mad. He said, no son of mine is gonna be a fag. He told me to put on my clothes, I need to leave. So I went home, walked across. Walked through him in the hall and he said that we couldn't talk. I wrote him a note, I put it in his bag. He looked me in the eyes and this is what he said. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend, you and I. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend. Nothing was like what it was before. His dad said we couldn't hang out no more. His dad went crazy, his dad went nuts. And after that, we didn't talk so much. It got worse, his dad became abusive. Mike came to school with cuts and bruises. I told him, Mike, we need to tell. We'll call the cops, we'll throw him in jail. That same night, the police showed up. Then an ambulance and a fire truck. They said his dad died, caught him monoxide. Garage door closed, but he was inside. Passed out drunk in the cab of his truck. He fell asleep and he never woke up. Me and Mike never talk about that night. But we know what we did was right. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend.
Good evening. Welcome to After Hours Leather Ties. I'm your host, Daddy Bear Robert, along with my co-host, Master Buzz Lawson.
Hello.
And that was Crime Wave from a group called Split Second. That was off their second album. I'm sorry I was laughing when we cut in, but they are threatening Miss Judy out here and giving her a hard time. And Judy walks in here and she says, "Do y'all love me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we love you. Why?"
Of course they do.
Well, they're giving me a hard time. So I said, "Okay, I'm going to go out my car and I'm going to get my floggers out. I'm going to beat anybody who messes with Judy." And she turns around and says, "Oh, sure, threaten them with a good time. Now they'll never stop."
For sure, reward them for it.
Good night, Judy. We love you.
Of course we do.
So, welcome to Leather Ties.
Oh, I'd like to give a shout-out to Brian of the Spaghetti Warehouse in downtown Houston, who I just found out is a rabid fan of the show.
Rabid. Do they serve rabbit there?
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's a rabid.
I don't know. I've never been in the kitchen.
Oh, Virgin's in the house. And can you believe this? It's, what, 19 degrees outside and Virgin's wearing shorts? 34? You hope you better live that long.
Oh, let's split hairs over a degree. It's going to be 20 before it's over, so get used to it.
Yeah, really. So we're here tonight. We're going to be talking about Louis weekend. That's coming up next month. So we're trying to gear up everybody for Louis because it's a huge leather, Levi, bear, otter, cub, whatever you want to call it, event.
Let's just say if you like to drink, you need to do Louis.
No, this year things are going to be a little bit different with Louis. There's going to be no drinking, no partying, no fun, no cruising.
That means there's not going to be any Louis.
No Texas pinning.
What?
So,
oh, there goes Louis.
So I want everybody to know, since those are the new rules, I want everybody to go out and break every one of them. No, please. Everybody knows Louis is a big four-day party, and we're geared up for it. We got
we're ready.
Three of the board members here in the house tonight. Chris is here. He's just waving like a doofus. And
there better be Texas pinnings. I got 1,300 reasons in my trunk there for why there should be pinnings.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, you have 1,300 reasons.
We have both of the co-vice chairs and the webmaster here tonight.
Yes, so we've got enough people from the board. And also, I think the fourth Saturday, Judy, GCAM, Gulf Coast Archives and Museum, are going to be back talking about the history of Louis. We can touch
that's
on
next
it.
Week.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. No, not next weekend, but the weekend after that. The fourth, the fourth Saturday in 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Reason being, next weekend is coronation. So we've got two of our board members that are committed to being here for the Louis presentation with GCAM. Won't be able to make it because they will be presenting at coronation. So we kind of flip-flop things around. So GCAM will be on the fourth Saturday. Yeah. Talking about the history of Louis as a presentation of Gulf Coast Archives and Museum. We'll touch on the history a little bit here tonight, but we're here more to gear up and tell you about all the fun partying that's going to be going on. So, again, that first song we heard, that's from a group called Split Second. Most people only know the one album they did with the song Rigor Mortis. If you've heard it, you know what I'm talking about. This is from their second album. I'm sorry, actually, this is their third album, Split Second. Kiss of Fury was the name of the album. That song was called Crime Wave. Their second album was Body Armor. This is their third album. They only put out three albums, and then they disbanded. I don't know why. I guess it's because the name of the leader of that group, his name was Mark Icks. With a name like Icks, I mean, what can you do?
Maybe they just didn't like each other anymore.
I don't know. Well, it was him, his brother, and a couple other people. It was one of those, like, Jonas Brothers of the punk world.
Oh, speaking of them, I don't know about anybody else, but frankly, I've heard a little bit of Nick's solo work, and I think his solo work outshines anything he has ever done with his brothers.
I
think he's got a very promising solo career.
To be
honest,
I've never heard anything they've done. So
I have.
I don't do Disney. So
yeah, that's the thing. Is all of the. All of the brothers' music was very
Wes is just
Disney-esque.
Cracking up. I'm sorry.
I'm quartered not to have the Disney Channel on my cable box.
Oh.
Yeah, we know why, too.
Hey, the guy I was talking on Miley Cyrus' show is 31, so that's okay. He just plays a 16-year-old.
Quit splitting hairs.
The guy you were stalking?
Oh, good Lord.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I know.
One of the guys on that show is actually 31, 32, married and has a kid.
And plays a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on. Look at the TV show Glee. Most of those kids are like, they're 25 to 32, the ones that are playing these high school students. So that's just the way it is. Because if you're underage, then they have to go with the child labor laws for...
Yeah.
Maybe they are that age and are still in high school.
No.
It is conceivable.
No, they aren't, because I've seen enough of them in different interviews from Chelsea Handler, you know, the Chelsea Lately show. I've seen them on David Letterman, Leno, and all that.
I don't know. Some of the acting I've seen on that show, okay. I would swear they are still in high school.
That's why it's called acting.
Yeah, but they're not doing it very well.
Actually, they are, because...
That was the point I was making.
That one flaming queen that's the leader of the Glee Club or whatever it is, he was on Chelsea Handler, and he's like 20, he just turned 21, and he's a little flaming queen. I like him. He really is. He's a RuPaul in the making.
Every time someone says that, I see a drag queen on fire running down Westheimer.
With a poodle chasing
her. Right.
Oh, speaking of it, man, it's cold enough. I saw those drag queens, they had icicles hanging off their duct tape parts.
Uh-huh.
It
was like,
oh, wow.
Oh, that was scary. I saw a transy person walking down the street.
No, that is not an organ. It's an icicle.
Wearing stilettos and a micro mini dress in this weather, honey, you are working it. Yeah. So, I mean, even in RuPaul...
But don't have to worry about hiding the nads. They're hiding all by themselves.
Yeah, thank you. You don't need to use the duct tape tonight, babe. Don't need to tuck and tape. So, back to Louis.
Right. Too late.
Louis Weekend is going to be February 18th through February 21st, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Louis Weekend, if for those of you who don't know, which I don't think there's anybody in this gay community or...
You never know.
I
run into people all the time who've never heard of Louis, and they've lived here all their lives.
Yeah. Okay, so Louis Weekend is a big... The whole thing with Louis Weekend, it started, well, 38 years ago, but this is Louis 37 officially. Okay. A bunch of people from Houston, a bunch of Leathermen, that they're called the Texas
Renegades.
Texas Renegades took off to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. While they were in New Orleans, they met up with a bunch of German tourists, and they said, "Hey, why don't y'all come back to Houston with us after Mardi Gras, and let's keep the party going. Let us entertain you. Come on." And that's how it started. Let us entertain you. L-U-E-Y.
Yep, that's what Louis stands for.
So that's how Louis Weekend started, and it just turned into a big leather fest.
And it takes us an entire year to plan exactly how well we are going to entertain you, so don't miss it.
Starts on Thursday night, the 18th. Registration will be at George's, starting at 7 o'clock.
If you live in any of the counties which border Harris County... or in Harris County, your registration fee is $15. That covers the entire weekend. If you live outside of that area, your registration is free.
Yes. So those of you who are going to kpft.org and downloading the show to listen to it later and you're from out of town, it's free.
You can register online,
yes,
by going to louisweekend.com. And just follow the directions. And
click the button that says "Online Register Online." It says, "Click here to register online."
And you won't believe the website. It is one of the easiest navigated websites I've ever been to. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous website, well put together. It all makes sense. It's
okay, what do you want?
Nothing.
Okay, he's stroking me. What do you want?
I haven't decided yet, but when I do, you'll be the first to know.
Okay. I was going to say something, but I'm going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to say it. So.
Don't bite your tongue. I might reach over there and slap your chin.
Yeah, not into blood play, right? Okay. We're not into blood sports. That's a hard limit. So Louis Weekend starts on Thursday. George's registration starts around 7 o'clock. There'll be lots of receptions. We have some really, really kick-ass souvenir t-shirts this year.
Yes.
The Louis pens look phenomenal. And
yes, we have seen them. They have arrived in Houston.
We have the Louis pins, and they look fantastic. y'all are really going to be impressed with this year's Louis
pin. Those of you who came last year and we ran out of pins and we were passing out past Louis pins for your registration, this year we are not going to run out of pins.
You really had to bring that up again, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Chris, I didn't want anybody to feel like they were going to be cheated and not show up.
Just smack him. He didn't have to say that. That wasn't our fault. We underestimated.
Yeah.
Last year we actually underestimated. Yeah, we ran out of registration pins.
If we run out of pins this year, Lloyd may fall over when he gets the numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we have...
We definitely ordered enough pins plus.
Normally we cap it... Officially we cap at 1,000. Last year we had, 1,100?
1,121.
Mm-hmm. 1,121.
And we've got 1,300 pins.
So, after 1,300 people, we're cutting you off. Nobody's allowed to register anymore.
Right. You have to work
now,
for
at
that pin.
Yeah, at that point, you need to work one of the board members for their pin. Yeah.
I tell people, you know, if they want to know about Louis, I said, Louis is a four-day pub crawl with about 1,000 of your closest friends.
Yes. From 48 states and six countries now.
Yep.
So...
We had people who travel from other countries
yes.
to come to Louis who have been regulars at Louis for a number of years. You come once, you're going to want to come every year.
Yes.
Well, I do know our Italy contingency will not be here this year.
No. Oh, bummer. They were so much fun last year.
Yeah. You never know. One or two of them might show up.
Yeah.
Well, the one we had there, I know he's not going to be back because...
Well, they shamed him on stage during the show of shows. They practically made him strip because he was so friggin' hot. It was like, hey, woof.
Hello, that should say, hey, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do appreciate you. But
please come back, show us some more.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, this is the damn government stepping in the way.
Yeah, it's getting harder to travel now that, his name allegedly blew up his underpants.
So. Well, he didn't get a chance to blow them up, that's the good part.
No, he didn't blow them up, he just, like... had too many burritos.
Did that thing not look... Did that
the whole
thing
backside
that was,
burned out. I mean, that's like going to Taco Bell at 4 a.m.
When they showed the pictures of that on television, on the news, did that not look like a maxi pad?
And you know what I don't understand? Why do they say alleged?
Because it's a legal term. He's not... They can't say it, even though there's plenty
even
of
Even though he's
say.
Walking into the courtroom, you know, straddling, like he just... pulled a 10-year-old butt plug out because
he pled
burned
not
his
guilty.
Hole off.
No, he pled guilty.
No, his lawyers pleaded not guilty.
Oh. The lawyers pled not guilty?
They pled guilty.
Yes. No, they didn't.
Not
they pled not guilty. His lawyers pled...
That's
they,
not what
but,
I got.
No, they pled not guilty because they want to get a trial. They want it on CNN every friggin' day for the next 3 months. They got to do something to show up Michael Jackson.
He's dead, people.
Michael Jackson.
No, I was talking about the Michael at the trial.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not the funeral. But at least this time, at least with this room, we definitively know what was in this guy's pants.
It was some kind of a chemical bomb that was supposed to have triggered by something that was on his leg. The thing on his leg, the trigger was actually set off and caught fire, but didn't set off the explosive the way it was supposed to. It was
so
a very narrow miss.
Burned his butt off and then burned a hole in his panties. So,
but the packet of explosive never went off. And
but at least he was wearing cotton. They didn't melt and stick to his skin. It just burned off cleanly.
And you have to admit, though, you know, he wasn't scared because they were clean still.
Yeah. Well, how would you know if he was scared? Because where the hole burned out, it probably would have burned everything else coming out anyway.
When they showed the package.
I'm not going to say it. Okay, back to Louis.
we want underwear with a different kind of explosive
wait,
in it.
No, you can't wear underwear at Louis. So what?
No,
you're not supposed to.
Actually, yeah, that is something. I didn't want you to say anything about that. The tradition is that if you get caught wearing underwear during Louis, they are cut off of you and thrown on the roof of the bar. And I remember the record was 3 years ago. There were 32 pairs of undies, cut-off undies, on the top, on the roof of one of the bars. I won't say which. But let me say that was a very fun afternoon at that bar.
I think I still hold the ripcord one-day record.
Yeah, you do. You got like 7, I think?
4.
4? Okay.
4 pair in one day.
Yeah. I still remember last year when George from George's Bar was caught at the ripcord with them.
Mm.
And he was in the back patio at the ripcord. And he tried to escape. He had 3 guys holding him by the pants, and he almost made it to the door, But Bear
almost only counts horseshoes, hand grenades, and egg farts. That's the only time.
Yes.
Yeah, but, almost but, counts.
Bear from NLA.
Uh-huh.
Stood in front of the door.
Master Bear?
Master Bear.
Oh, God, yeah. Master Bear, yeah.
He stands in front of the door and the door disappears.
Yes.
And George
Master Bear
nowhere.
Is a big man. And when he crosses his arms and throws that look, dude, it's like Medusa's brother. I mean, you turn to stone when he stares at you.
Like I said, those of you who have met me, I'm small.
You're a big guy, but you are small compared to Bear.
Yeah.
Yes, Bear's a big man. So. Heart of gold, but when you look at him, you'd cross the street to get away from him.
Yeah.
he looks like a mean son of a bitch, and trust me, he can be. But
that man's got a heart that's bigger than he is.
He's got a heart of gold, yeah.
But like I said, George tried to make it to the door,
down,
and then...
Until it comes down to commando... Yeah,
you don't make him mad.
Mandatory commando, then he's going to block the door. And you can't budge him when he plants his feet, you know? He's like an Easter Island statue.
Except that he has a body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, Thursday night, Georgia's registration. Friday night, we'll be over at Tony's.
Tony's Corner Pocket.
Tony's Corner Pocket over off West Dallas.
West Dallas.
I forget the cross street, but just go down West Dallas. It's right past that little...
Right next door to the West Best Western on West Dallas.
Yeah.
It's basically right off 45.
It's that gray box. But I'll tell you what, when we get there, you won't be able to miss it.
He did a phenomenal job last year putting up all the stuff.
The blue diaphragm.
The blue diaphragm, yeah, that's what we call
last
it.
Last year was Tony's Corner Pocket's first year as a Louis participating club. And I have to tell you that Tony went way out of his way, and everyone was extremely impressed, and everybody had a really great time.
Oh, yeah, Tony blew it out of the water. He did a great job. So registration will start Friday night over at Tony's Corner Pocket at 7 o'clock also.
Mm-hmm.
You also get a chance to meet the KPFT, the after-hours crew.
Yeah, the reception that night, all of us will be doing
reception. Well, that's right, KPFT's doing a reception that night.
Yeah, KPFT after-hours, we're doing a reception there as well.
Friday night. I have to work.
Yeah, you have to work at least one reception.
Yeah, we share it with GCAM. GCAM makes the non-alcoholic stuff.
And we make the booze. So,
if we do the pink pussy punch again this year?
I want to do
give it a new name.
Well, we have always done pink pussy juice because Jimmy's favorite color is pink.
No, the year before it was Jimmy's bloody tampon.
Same, still pink.
Same recipe.
Yeah, same recipe. It's just, we need to come up.
Jimmy's pussy this year.
We got to, I say we call it Jimmy's Tourette's. In honor of Pussy Tourette. Because that way you kind of still get that, but it's a nice little inside joke. And after a few of them, you're stuttering anyway, so.
It doesn't matter.
Select few will get that.
Oh.
Very esoteric.
Oh, says the pen master. It's very esoteric.
Well, when you hand one to somebody and they say, well, what is it? Say, Jimmy's pussy pouted.
I'm not saying a word. I was going to say something really disgusting, but I can't do it on the air. We might get fined, so never mind.
I'm being careful about that.
Cross between After Hours and GCAM, it should be Jimmy's pussy something, you know, because of how much I love Judy's pussy.
Judy, if you're listening, trust me, we're going to beat him before we leave here.
She is the one who sat in front of the microphone and said, and I quote, Jimmy just loves my pussy.
Oh, but she was pulling a Mrs. Slocum kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, that was Mrs. The first thing that popped in my head was Mrs. Slocum. I think we ought to call it the Slocum something.
In other words, Jimmy's got cat scratch fever.
No, we want to call it the Jimmy Slocum because say the last name Slocum one syllable at a time, and it's what Jimmy the penmaster enjoys.
Oh, no. Boo, hiss.
That's it. You're done. You're fired. Get out.
But I'm sorry. If it comes out pink, that means there's a little blood there. You need to see a doctor.
You need to drop cherry bombs in that one.
Cherry bombs.
Oh, boy.
No. The twisted
phone's ringing. Somebody answer it.
The twisted part is I was talking about, saying with the theater I was with earlier today, saying we're going to be talking about Judy's pussy.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, also we're going to have to talk next week. We're going to be talking about Tanya's muff.
Yes.
You don't know about Tanya's muff,
no,
but
I don't.
It fell apart today.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. Bummer.
All right, so kill my mic so I can answer the phone.
So, Friday night, Tony's Corner Pocket. I believe Whips is also going to be doing a women's event.
Yeah.
During that as well. We're trying to get Whips on next month.
It'll be a little different than last year's.
Yeah, I want Whips to be on next month, so look forward to that.
Yeah, they will be doing a women's gathering.
We got a little guest to go on the air here. Hold on 1 second.
We have a rebuttal witness.
A rebuttal witness.
Would like to be called.
Oh, okay. Lord. Here we go.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Judy.
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
I love you.
I do, too.
Surprise, I am listening. And I think what we're going to do this coming year at Louis, we're going to mix Chris's blood after I wring his neck with a little vodka.
There you go.
Oh,
goodness. Call it what you want, but that's what we're going to mix.
Honey, by the time that reception comes around, my blood is already going to be vodka.
We won't have to buy the vodka. That's okay.
No, you don't. Just hook up IVs to Chris and hang him from the ceiling.
Yeah, just bleed him and add ice.
Yeah. He'll be like a beer bong.
Oh, that's the best offer I've had.
You'll be a
months.
Vodka bong. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it could be worse. But anyway, I wanted to let y'all know I was listening. And by the way, Jimmy, just for the record, my dear.
Yes.
I did not sit anywhere and say anything on anybody to anybody about my pussy. I said, Jimmy just loves my kitty cat. And Chris immediately said,
pulled
Jimmy
Mrs.
loves kitty pussy.
Oh, Chris is sitting here playing the innocent routine now.
Yeah, Chris is like, he's got his hand to his heart looking all offended. Yeah, right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that's my halo for me.
Wait a minute, I'm going to have to go to the other room so I don't get hit.
You know what, Chris? That's a rusty halo and it's hanging off one horn, all right?
Amen, sister.
Jeez.
Only one horn?
It was a questionable halo to begin with, darling.
I found it at the 99-cent store, so there was a little bit of tarnish.
Judy, you're not talking to us from your cell phone in your vehicle, are you?
That wasn't.
I'm talking to you from my cell phone, but I'm in my vehicle, but I'm in my driveway.
Oh. Okay, good. I was going to say, hang up and drive, girl.
And Jimmy.
No. I don't do those kinds of things. I'm not that brilliant.
Okay. There you go.
That's why you have a Bluetooth. You keep your hands free. And Chris, you may have found that halo at the dollar store, and it wasn't rust. That's
Ooh.
Called glitter. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's called gold.
He won't have that, even a rusty halo at Louis.
No. Uh-oh. You know what? I'm gonna find a damn halo, and I'm gonna make him wear it during the reception.
All it takes is baling wire and tinsel.
Yeah, if I have to find pipe cleaner wire and spray glue glitter, I'm going to make you a damn halo, and you are going to wear it during the reception for that. Just for Judy.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Just for Judy. I'll bring my camera, honey.
All right, girl. I'm bringing mine, too, so yeah.
I'll wear my nun's outfit, too.
Ooh. Yeah, I was thinking that.
With the halo, yeah, that'd
be
beautiful.
Be cute.
Yeah, well, at least the nun's outfit will be warm. I hope we're going to have good weather for this.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have excellent. I've already ordered it.
Okay, good. Excellent. Thank you, Judy.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Have a good
Bye,
night. Now get out of
Sleep
your car.
Sleep well. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. So, you have
She
been...
did say that, though.
Now she's going to call back. No, I didn't. We're going to have... Okay.
Must you aggravate that woman?
Jimmy lives to aggravate her.
We've got all of the After Hours show archived at GCAM. I can go back and pull that.
If you can remember what day it was on.
Yeah,
you can. You can download it.
Okay, wait. Here's all we have to do. I will download the show from tonight in a couple of days, and then I will just... We had Judy on the air saying the words. I can just splice it together to make it look like she said it. And then next month when we come back,
I'm
we can play
you,
it.
She said
and say,
it.
See, you did say this.
But see then, Robert, we would have to beat you, too. We're not supposed to pick on Judy.
I was just trying to help Jimmy, but okay, fine.
I think I'm the only one who's going to walk out of this station tonight, not black and blue.
And you're the one who would appreciate it the most.
Hey, black and blue are two of the colors in the pride flag. I'm all for it. So, leather pride flag.
Yeah.
So, back to Tony's. Chris will be wearing a halo and a nun's habit, serving our reception. While Master Buzz and I and Jimmy sit back and giggle at Chris, and Judy takes pictures.
I'll be, as usual, in my run vest and cap.
Mm. And Thursday should be a lot of fun. Like I was saying earlier, Whips is going to be doing a women's event that night for all the lesbians, pansexuals, bisexuals, whatever.
All the women.
Yeah, all the women. And the men, too, because we had a great time last year. Last year they had a whole area blocked off and a station set up. They had double St. Andrew's Cross. They had another St. Andrew's Cross. They had a paddling horse. We had a blast playing with electricity. We set Baby Bear on fire.
Oh, I love fire play.
Yeah, we... My only
I don't know that it's going to be a demo thing this year.
I don't know what they're going to do. Whatever they're going to do, it's going to be a fun surprise. And whenever Whip says they're going to do something, you just damn well better show up.
You just
up.
Go with it.
You just show up because you know you're going to enjoy it, no matter what it is. So I'm looking forward to see what Whip's going to do.
Those are some of the most creative and imaginative people I know.
Yeah.
If they say they're going to do something special, trust me, they are going to do something special, and you're not going to want to miss it.
Very true. And knowing Elizabeth and Eva, as demented as they are, it's going to be great.
I know.
It's really going to be great. But I don't know. I think what we need to do is hit up WhipSociety. Was it .net or is it .com? It's .net. WhipSociety.net and see if they've got any clues on their website. Maybe they have little hidden clues on their website as to what they're doing.
They did last year.
Yeah.
But that was only the invitation.
Well, because
it was clever.
But if you go to LouisWeekend.com and click on the online... program ads, they have an ad up already.
Right.
And it just alludes to something.
But there's...
Last year, they put a few little juicy details of what they were going to be doing on their website, so it's like, we got to go to WhipSociety.net and find out if they got any little tidbits.
Well, their colors in the membership area, when you go to member clubs,
uh-huh.
You can click on their colors and it's a link to their website, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to the member clubs or go to the program ads.
Okay.
All the program ads that are coming in are going on the website as well. All of the groups that are placing ads, if they have a website, there's a web link to their homepage. My favorite, actually, I think right now, is the Corn Haulers in Iowa.
Okay.
The Corn Haulers are really great. Their anniversary run is called High Anxiety, and it's a tribute to Mel Brooks. Now, can you imagine a bunch of Leathermen doing a Mel Brooks tribute for their anniversary run? I think it's going
to
be
fun. I'm thinking Corn Haulers.
I want to go to Iowa just to go to that thing.
Corn Haulers, Blazing Saddle. Is this a popcorn theme?
I have no idea what they're doing. But they have a pretty cool website, too. So they look like a bunch of really good guys. So.
Well, you know how much I love Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
After having put some Mel Brooks on the Louis stage.
What, Jimmy? Oh, I need to see something. Hold on. Buzz, you talk. I need to go see something.
Oh, okay.
He knows this. He's the webmaster. He put this ad up there.
What? Oh, they're looking at the Louis website.
Is that Eva? Yeah, that's Eva.
Oh, looking at a picture
of Eva, I'm sorry.
Elizabeth and Eva on the Whip's website.
Oh, wait. Are you on?
Yes.
Yeah, this mic's on. Yeah, if you go to the program ads and look at the Whip Society ad, that is Eva... laying on, I guess, a bearskin rug with a strap on and cute little black pasties over her nipples. It's a great picture of her. But yeah, you can tell from this what they're going to be doing this year is going to be psycho.
Well, that's
something different because they're advertising something in May. Yeah, Sanctuary. This is for their fetish program in May. That's their anniversary run.
Yeah.
That's their anniversary party.
And it's WIPsociety.net.
Yeah, Women in Power Society.
Member Clubs Aux.
Yeah. They're not auxiliary anymore. They're full members.
No,
now.
The webpage you go to is Member Clubs
and Auxiliaries, then you can get to all the different member clubs and click on their name, and it'll take you to their webpage if they have one. There's only a couple of clubs, I think, of that don't have a website.
Yeah, the people who actually bring you Louis are the clubs and organizations in the greater Houston area who come together to form the Houston Council of Clubs.
Inc.
Incorporated.
Yes, we are now incorporated. And it is these, what is it, 12 or 13 now?
I won't say there's 13, right?
10.
10?
10 full member clubs.
Yeah, but then without the auxiliary clubs.
And the auxiliaries...
There's like seven, aren't there?
Seven auxiliaries.
So there's 17 clubs.
17 clubs and organizations come together and all year long we have one meeting a month, but it takes us an entire year to plan out this party. And these are the people who bring you this party. And each one of them hosts a reception of some kind during the weekend to be a part of it. And then everybody participates in this huge ridiculously wild show on Sunday.
It's called The Show of Shows, and the whole point of The Show of Shows is the clubs have 10 minutes. They get a 10-minute skit, and everybody tries to outdo each other with the most obnoxious, silly, disgusting show.
It's meant
stage
to,
performance.
It is meant to be entertaining in a way that no other stage production will be entertaining.
Yes. If you think of the Kinsey Six, if you know who they are, or think of the worst drag show you've ever seen multiplied by 100, then you get The Show of Shows.
Because you get a bunch of people who normally don't do drag.
Fantastically. You get a bunch of Leathermen and big old bears doing everything from drag to my personal favorite, the nuns and the Houston Big Men's Club do nun. They did nuns.
We've been doing nuns lately.
And the first year,
go-go cages.
The first year they did this whole big production, and they had nuns in go-go cages throwing out condoms that say "Jesus loves you" into the audience. That was the Big Men's Club. Houston Big Men's Club.
That was our third one.
The
first one was.
The first one.
The first one was we started off with. A skinny person coming out dancing to Barbie Girl.
Yes. And then, I remember that with that plastic wig thing.
And then two of us big guys came out. Sadly, my partner in the opening skit there has passed away. We just recently discovered. None of us knew that, unfortunately, for a month until after he passed. Mm. But we came out to I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet.
In house dresses and pillbox hats.
Yeah, which let the audience know that we were okay to laugh with. Yeah, well, I didn't know I had a beehive. I had my beehive wig and a... What? No, not Kip.
Oh, you scared me there.
That number was so funny. I actually doubled over laughing.
And that was the part of it. Is we wanted you to come out. We wanted to come out and let people know that...
we're making fun of ourselves, and you better laugh along with us.
Yeah.
Trust me, I was peeing in my pants. I was laughing so hard. Plus, there's a long line at the bathroom.
Yeah. But that was the part.
I couldn't find a water boy.
We came out with, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. And then it was...
I said that out loud.
Big, Blonde, and Beautiful.
Yeah, I helped out with
from
this.
From that.
I remember this.
So, I mean...
You didn't look my way
then. Sorry, I couldn't find you. You know, when... We're doing the show of shows. The board is basically stuck up there on stage. So
it was one of those things that.
And that's when Kip did I'm Beautiful, and he was wearing that. He did that Christina Aguilera wig and all that stuff.
No, that was the next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all. You were on next year when we did the Lady Mar. We did.
The Lady Marmalade thing where y'all stripped me down.
Yeah, that's the one where I did the go-go cage dance. Where,
yeah.
You were the choir director with
Right. I was the choir director, and they stripped me down into fishnets and a leather jock, and
For Lady Marmalade, and then so we
and then Kip stomped on me with those big ass Kiss boots of his. That was great. I had a boot print bruise on my back from that. It was pretty cool because they're like, who did that? And I said, this 400-pound drag queen stomped on me. It was great.
But and that's one of the things that we've done with this stuff is that, we started off with, instead of laughing at us, we're going to have you laugh with us and let us know it's okay. And I think one of the things that people have been surprised with is the fact that all of us big guys are up there hoofing it for 10 minutes. And... everything we've done has had a lot of energy in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Y'all, no kidding.
They rip it up. I mean, I've never seen so many big drag queens. I mean, and these are big men, and they normally don't do this. They normally don't do this, and they are in stilettos and
well, let me go for some palms. Stilettos there, but it's...
Oh, please. Kip was wearing... Those boots have
Kip's
like...
Kip's used to that stuff.
6-inch heels on them. Yeah, I know Kip normally vacuums around nude in heels, but... and a singlet. Okay, Kip, you're butch. And a singlet. Okay,
he's got a boy now to do it in the stilettos.
Yeah, I know. His boy's adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that cute little...
but no, that's part of the fun of this is to go out and see, these performances and see people who don't do this normally. And we've had a blast doing it the past
year. People doing things that you would never expect to see them doing. You'll see them doing on the stage at Louis.
I think the funniest, I've got a great souvenir picture. I wanted to use it for your board picture, but I was shot down on it.
Which one?
The Houston Nomads did a skit where Master Buzz...
The Mel Brooks?
Yes. Master Buzz ended up wearing... what were they? Orange leotards? You were wearing the orange.
Mine were neon orange, and the shirt I was wearing was green.
Yeah, and I said afterwards he should have been wearing green leotards because he definitely has frog legs. Because he does. He's got, like, toothpick legs, and he's wearing these orange...
Bright neon orange.
Neon orange dance skin tights.
All of us were wearing neon
colors. They were doing men in tights, but they were doing this really obnoxious neon throw-up version of it. It was hysterical.
One person dubbed us the demented Skittles.
Yeah, the demented Skittles. Boy, Cindy was even packing the schlong that went down to her knee. It was hysterical.
Down both legs.
Down
she had a double.
Legs, yeah, she had a double, yeah. That was funny.
She was the butchest one in the bunch.
And if you hit out on YouTube, you'll be able to find a lot of these videos out there.
Yeah, I understand that one is actually out there somewhere. I haven't seen it.
Actually, if you go to thelouisweekend.com, go to the website, if you scroll all the way down...
I choreographed that, and I've never seen it from the audience perspective.
Chris Brooks was really great about videotaping each little 10-minute segment and putting them on YouTube, and there's a link to Chris Brooks's page that has his YouTube page that has all the videos, so you can watch all the videos and all the different skits. The funny thing was, Kip was doing it when I helped y'all out, the Big Men's Club, out with that number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got thrown down on the ground and stripped, I slammed right into Chris, so here's my big ass smacking into his camera. So, it was actually pretty funny, and I, like, turned around and said, sorry, Chris. He goes, it's cool. But, yeah, you can go to louisweekend.com. Just scroll down, and you'll see a link to the Louis videos, to the show skits, and just click on Chris Brooks, and it'll take you there. He did a really good job doing that. But, so Friday night...
I know that there were at least three cameras going off last year.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were right next to me. I was running the follow spot, and all three cameras were lined up right next to me.
Well, I think what I'm going to do this year during the show, I'm going to... After we do the opening number as the board and whatever we're doing and the...
I'm hiding behind the award, spotlight.
The awards and all that. I think I'm going to run out in the audience. I'm going to take my camera because I just got that great new Nikon. And I'm going to videotape as much as I can so I can get it on the website directly.
Get a tripod and set it up there where I am. I'll watch it. I'm going to be behind that follow spot.
Yeah, that's right. We'll talk about that. That reminds me I've got to go get the spot. So... Anyway,
I haven't ordered it yet.
Friday night, back at Tony's, it's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of receptions. After Hours is doing a reception. GCAM is doing a reception. We're doing that jointly. There'll be a lot of other clubs there. Whip Society is going to be doing something special. I'm going to try to drag them in here next month to talk about what they're doing and some new projects that Whips is working on. And again, WIPS, Women in Power Society, Elizabeth and Eva, they've been around forever. I think this year's 12th anniversary of WIPS. And I think it's 12. Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm not sure.
It's 12 or 13. So that's going to be Friday night. It's going to be a lot of blast. Starts 7 o'clock for registration. Registration will go from, we say 7 to 11 o'clock, but if you show up after 11 o'clock at night and you still want to register,
find a board member.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll keep the area open.
I don't know.
Thursday night, registration is from 7 to 11 on Thursday night. If people are still registering, we're still going to stay open to register people. It's not a big deal.
But if registration slows down before it's time to stop, then yeah,
you
get back in.
And you can actually still even register if you don't make it in Thursday or Friday. You still can register Saturday morning.
At the 6-11.
Saturday morning, breakfast and receptions at the 6-11. That's always a fantastic,
and that's
fantastic
until, and that's until time. Noon.
Yeah, and what they do... at the 6-11 is they do, I call them conjoined, they do simultaneous receptions where one club will do like Bloody Marys, one club will do mimosas, one club will do spiked coffee or regular coffee. So you have your choice to go with your breakfast foods. And
last year we only had two.
Yeah, last year we had two. One didn't make it in time to do their reception.
But they just didn't want to.
Yeah.
They didn't want to. Last year we had HPEP and the Houston Leather Voice.
Yeah. Now, I know one thing going on this year that's going to be really special and I think is really great is the TCC is going to be doing a reception.
Yeah, buddy.
The Texas Council of Clubs. And that's going to be great.
That's going to be Sunday, isn't it?
No, I think TCC is going to be Friday night.
I thought we didn't do, I thought we did out-of-town clubs on Sundays.
We've got...
I think they're planning is it's the TCC Houston contingencies.
Yes, because TCC does have member clubs here in Houston. So TCC, the Houston organizations, are going to be doing a reception.
That's sneaky.
And I'm... Well,
I like it.
Yeah, it's sneaky and I like it. But... And so I think it's going to be, I think, the first year for TCC to do a reception and be, you know...
Represented.
Be represented at Louis in an official capacity. So I think it's great TCC is going to be involved. I think probably what we have to do, do we need to take a break and do a station ID?
Well, we got to
fill 3 minutes?
Yeah, we got to fill in for another 3 minutes, then we have to do our PSAs at the top of the hour.
Okay, so we'll fill in for 3 minutes, do the PSAs.
So far we've covered Thursday night registration, which is basically pre-registration, and Friday night formal registration, and that's at Tony's Corner Pub. It starts at George, which is, what the address on Fairview?
George's Fairview.
Six.
I believe it's 617.
617.
617 Fairview.
Yeah.
That's George Country Sports Bar.
Uh-huh.
And Saturday night, Friday night, is at Tony's Corner Pocket on West Dallas.
And that brings us up to Saturday morning at 611, which we can continue from there when we get back.
Right.
As far as music goes tonight, I'm doing double shot music tonight. The first song was Split Second, Crime Wave. We're going to close with Split Second to get a second one in there. And the second song from them, when we close Leather Ties, is called Backlash. Right now, after we do our PSAs, we're going to play two songs back-to-back. And when you listen to this person, for those of you who are over the age of 25, I want you to think Rick Springfield. And then I want you to think, with the second song, Scissor Sisters. And if you listen to this... When we come back, if you haven't figured out who it is, I'll tell you who it is. But I swear, the first time I heard this, I was like, it's like Rick Springfield and the Scissor Sisters had a baby, and this person is the baby. So, the first song, I swear, the first time I heard it, I thought it was Rick Springfield. So, y'all,
like, have you ever seen the sun and the moon in the same place? They're the same person.
Oh, my God, it's like LaToya and Joe.
Gloss rhymes with hair.
No, what was that? I heard the best one is like Joe Jackson with his eyebrows. You know when he does drag, he goes by the name of LaToya.
But nobody wants to see either one of them, really.
Yeah, won't that be fun? No, LaToya. She's supposed to be coming out with a new album, too. That's scary. Who let her into a recording studio?
Wasn't me.
No.
Yeah, I think it was in the will. She had to get a recording session.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bequeathed you one recording session.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think she brought...
No, she probably inherited Michael's recording studio, so she thought she could actually go in and do something.
I think she bribed the nurses at the home.
Yeah. Please. Well, no, she's not that... Janet's the baby, right? LaToya's the next...
Okay. Right.
So...
All right, let's step aside, do the PSA, top of the hour, and some music. We'll be back. It's After Hours.
On behalf of KPFT, thank you for your support this past year. In 2010, KPFT celebrates our 40th birthday, and we expect even greater things in this year ahead. Please take a moment to think of how much you relied on KPFT. KPFT has shared visions of a better world.
I like Love Anonymous more than Murder Incorporated, or shall we say South Africa.
There comes a time when people get tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression.
And the disease of the spirit lives in the mindset.
In honor of KPFT's 40th birthday, please make a tax-deductible contribution today. Every donation helps. Visit us online at kpft.org or call 713-526-4000 to support KPFT, to shorten our on-air pledge drives, to keep us growing. We look forward to serving you throughout KPFT's 40th birthday year here in 2010. And thanks for listening to KPFT Houston.
Did you know you can find KPFT on the social networking sites MySpace and Facebook? You certainly can, and we'd love you to add us as a friend and get us connected with friends of yours. On Facebook, for example, you can connect to KPFT as a friend, join our fan page, and check out a special video message from General Manager Dwayne Bradley to Facebook users. On MySpace, KPFT provides event videos, updates, and a lot more. With both, you can link up with other KPFT listeners, get the latest news about the station, and find lots of extras. It's fun, so catch up with KPFT online. On MySpace, visit myspace.com/KPFT Houston. On Facebook, visit us at facebook.com/KPFT Houston. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio 90.1 KPFT Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for After Hours and join the friends on that site. Now it's for some music, and we'll be back with Leather Ties.
Okay, so was I right or was I right? Was that first song not like Rick Springfield? Like
yeah.
Yeah,
and
very much.
And that second one was very Scissor Sisters?
Peppy, yes. Yeah.
It sounded like something Scissor Sisters would do. It sounds like actually sounds like a ripoff of one of their songs off their second album, Ta-da. For those of you who haven't figured it out, that was Adam Lambert. I expected more from him. I expected more from his album. I thought it'd be a little bit more original than Rick Springfield rehash and Scissor Sister wannabe, but he's popular, so we'll play it at least this one time.
We
promise not to throw up.
We've got some.
Master Buzz was out back going, my ears are bleeding. I think I'm going to throw up.
We actually have a cute thing we can. I don't have where I was.
Oh no! Cute thing you can do. What?
No, we could.
Well, he's
talking about later is the. The FCC complaints about Adam Lambert, they are hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I think they're really good. I have to respect him because he's really out there and he's really pushing the envelope. But I honestly, his music is just a rehash of everybody else. There's nothing new, nothing original about it to me. I was really disappointed with it. I mean, if you want to talk about American Idol, rejects who actually went on to do something good, I would say when it comes to the male singers, Daughtry and Blake Lewis. Blake Lewis' album blew me away. I thought it was phenomenal pop. And Daughtry, phenomenal rock. But this, I was disappointed. I think he could have done. I think he could have done a lot better. But
I think it's strange that the runners up are historically the runners up are the ones who actually go public and actually develop
they're
careers.
They're more successful. I think being the winner of American Idol is a kiss of death. I really do.
Yeah, well, it's because American Idol, under contract, American Idol owns the winner for at least, 2 years after?
Well, they own the top 10. That's one of the reasons why they say Daughtry quit when he did.
Yeah.
Is because he rode that as long as he could and then stepped away before he became an American Idol.
Before he became Simon Cowell's butt boy.
Right.
But no, I think being the winner of is pretty much a kiss of death.
Chris, sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
Chris was trying to turn his mic off. He turned me off instead, bitch. Now, I'm just waiting to see what group during Louis is going to do some psychotic spin-off of Adam Lambert's performance.
Oh, you know somebody's
at the AMAs.
Going to.
And it's like, what he did at the AMAs, that's what we do all the time. You need to come up with something more original than that. I mean, Louis' skits are a lot more disgusting and demented than what Adam Lambert did on AMA. Trust me.
I think the big man ought to do a take-off on Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's it. We get Kip dressed up like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Hey, Kip, if you're listening, you need to be Lady Gaga this year.
Study up on her music.
And Chris,
get ready.
No, yeah, and Chris.
Well, it works for
wait,
me.
Wait.
I've got the boobs and I got a small.
Well, what I'm saying is,
too,
if we get Kip can be Kip can be Lady Gaga, and you do Beyonce, and you can do that stupid speakerphone or cell phone song, and that she does that Lady Gaga does that duet with Beyonce.
Oh, I don't.
I saw a 10-second snippet of it on some TV show, and I had to change channel because I personally can't stand Beyonce, but call me bad.
I can't stand either one of them.
Call me a bad fag, but I can't stand Beyonce. I think she's like Diana Ross. She's overhyped and under-talented, but that's my personal opinion. But they have this duet that Lady Gaga has on her new album. I think it's called Cell Phone or something. It's a direct ripoff of Kylie Minogue's Speakerphone song. So, actually, go get the Kylie Minogue album, 10. It's just got a big X on it. There's a song in there called Speakerphone. It's a lot better. It's kind of like the precursor to what Lady Gaga and Beyonce did. But anyway, that's what you should do. Kip can be Lady Gaga, because he's out there. And you can be Beyonce, and you can shake and shimmy like Beyonce in a nice...
I can't stop shaking and shimmying within the 10 minutes.
But you don't need... but all you need to do... It's only like a 3 minutes long. It'd be part of the skit. And all you gotta do is just, start the hips going and then just let the rest of it...
Go out there. Go out there in a black leotard.
Yeah, it's like a dropping of water, a drop of water in a bucket. Just let it ripple away. All you gotta do is start one shake and just let it ripple away. It's great.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what we're doing yet. I'm helping mix the music on Monday.
Well, see, we're giving you great ideas. This is a brainstorming session.
Yeah. So, Louis Weekend is what we're talking about.
People, this is really how demented this show can get.
It really is. It's really demented. Yeah. I can't wait to see what the Houston area Bears are going to do. They always do something psychotic.
No kidding. But I want to see Abby Normal.
Yeah, we keep pressing Abby Normal, but Abby's like, she's on vacation right now.
I think they got her back in the home, and they've kind of got her under lock and key.
I don't know, but you never know. Lloyd may pull Abby Normal out of the closet this year. Who knows? We can cross our fingers and hope.
Oh, I think it'd be great. I keep pushing for it.
Well, I doubt it this year, because he's the chair daddy.
Yeah, well, so, our chair bear can still come out and have fun.
Well, I say chair bear. He prefers chair daddy, but he's a big old daddy bear, so I call him chair bear.
Yeah.
I like it. It's more sing-songy and rhymy.
Yeah, yeah, he's chair bear.
But he likes chair daddy, so we'll call him chair daddy. So, but hey, by the way, Lloyd, we got Scott and Drag, and I've got pictures of that, so there's nothing that says Abby Normal can't come out to play.
Right.
No, no, no. So, back to Louis. Saturday morning, the 20th, we're going to, Louis starts at, I think, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
10.
I want to say 10 o'clock at 6:11, and there'll be simultaneous receptions as well as a great...
From at least the Houston Leather Boys, and because that's their home bar, and I believe HPAT.
And I believe Leather Tourist are also, but they haven't confirmed yet, so I don't know.
No, they haven't. And when they do, I'll be the first to know, because I'm the one who makes their Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, you make the mix, yes. And then there'll be a great food spread there as well. And then from the 6:11, everything goes over to the Ripcord. And at the Ripcord, the Houston Council Clubs will be serving a great food spread, like always, a great lunch. And there'll be a lot of receptions there. All the home clubs there, the Misfits, the
Fire Dancers,
NLA Houston, Big Men's Club, Houston Big Men's Club. I think there's one or two.
Crew of the Moons is there,
I think, too. Crew of the Moons is also going to be doing a reception this year.
But so they have two home bars.
Yeah. But I think Crew of the Moons of Uranus. I love the name of this crew.
Yeah.
Crew of the Moons of Uranus. Not Pluto, but Uranus. Not Saturn, but Uranus.
Thank you, Max.
Love you, Max. Yeah. We miss you, Max.
Yes, we do.
They will be doing a reception this year. That's very cool. I think this is Crew's first reception at Louis as well,
mm-hmm.
in addition to TCC. And so the Ripcord, all the festivities there will be going on. Great food spread, great receptions, lots of wonderful guys. Doing all kinds of wonderful things.
That's from 1 to 4, isn't it?
From 1 to 4. Then
we have a break.
Then there'll be a break from like 4 to 7. Things pick up again 7 o'clock in the evening at the BRB. There'll be a catered dinner by Damaris Barbecue. Damaris does fantastic food, fantastic
yes.
barbecue. And we've locked in Damaris. Phenomenal food. So that'll be at the BRB starting at 7. I think they will start serving right at 7 or 7:30. Be a lot of receptions there by all the clubs that call BRB their home, which would be, I think, a Rhesus, Colt 45s, the Lone Star Lariats. Sundance Cattle Company is, I think, going to be doing the first reception Thursday night. So that'll be cool over at George's.
George, yeah.
So the BRB is going to be a lot of fun. During the BRB, after the dinner, we have changed things around the last couple of years, and it's just worked out great because BRB has that great big stage. We do the Tiffle Parade. For those of you who are not familiar with what the Tiffle Parade is, Tiffle stands for, it's TFL. We just say Tiffle because it's easier than going TFL. Tiffle is the First Ladies. This is a hat contest, a decorated hat contest. Basically, the First Ladies. This is the easiest way to explain it. All the clubs, their president, if they are partnered, their president, their partner wears the hat. Each club, each organization, each club decorates the hat in either a Louis theme or a club specific theme, something to do with Louis weekend or their club. The more outrageous, obnoxious, and this is Texas, baby, the bigger the better, hat. After the dinner, they do the hat parade. It's the Tiffle parade, the Tiffle hat parade, where each club is announced, and the First Lady wears the hat, parades it around, And after that, you can take off the hat if it's really that big and obnoxious, because some of these hats get to be like 3-4 feet tall. The Tiffle Parade.
They're mini parade floats.
Yeah, they're right. Basically a parade float you put on your head.
I threatened the boys I won't be wearing one. After that last monstrosity they put on my head.
If the Houston Leather Boys make a hat, you have to wear it.
That's true.
Nah. You hear that, Kirby? Make a hat. I want to see Buzz wearing something really obnoxious.
Kirby and Joe had both better be asleep.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They can still download the show tomorrow, so nah. After that, the Wretches host Tiffle Tea, which is the First Lady's Tea. So everybody who wears the hat serves the next reception. It is the Tiffle Tea. It is hosted by the Wretches. And as usual, we wretches do it all out, so, you know, make sure you've got a cab or you're taking the transportation. And don't try to drive.
And we wretches have rules.
Yes.
And we will enforce our rules on
you. Yes, and we're not going to tell you the rules because you have to be a wretch to really know the rules. But if you're breaking one of the rules, honey, we're going to call you on it. Well, no, we can't really enforce it if they're not a wretch. If they are a wretch, then look out. Now,
We'll just say we'll make you want to follow the rules, because our rules are fun.
Our rules are really fun, yeah. And if you don't know, when you get to Louis, find somebody from Houston and say, hey, are you a wretch? What are the rules? And we will be glad to tell you then. So again, the Tiffle Parade, the Tiffle Hat Parade, is for the best decorated hat. And Jimmy is right when we say basically it's a float that goes on your head. Let's see. The year before, NLA Houston actually did a moving hat with a carousel. And so basically, it looked like a carousel, you know, where you get on, ride the horse around and around and around. And this thing, it was, 3 feet, 4 feet wide by about 4 feet tall.
At least.
It was motorized, so the carousel actually spinned and turned. And all the little horsey things were all the different clubs. So each club was represented on the hat and everything. It was very cool. The Central Boys are in Austin. They have won.
They actually won it.
They won 3 years in a row. I think last year they finally lost. But they have done some of the most outrageous hats. I love when the Central Boys show up, because when the Central Boys of Texas show up, you know it's going to be a good Louie.
Oh, you should have been at Ace this last year.
Oh, yeah. Those boys are crazy. Absolutely crazy.
The River Bears?
Oh.
Their hat was rolls of toilet paper all put together and worn as a crown.
Cool.
It was terrific.
I think one of my favorites, NLA Houston won the Tiffle Award a few years ago. It was literally the entire Houston skyline. This hat was like 4.5 feet wide by 3 feet tall. It was the entire downtown skyline reproduced as a hat. And it was all done in white, silver glitter, and white feathers. It was just absolutely extreme. And then
Wasn't it Lips that had to wear that?
No. That was Orland's hubby. Orland was the president at the time. And hat was phenomenal.
It had to be brought in the back gate at Ripcord because it was too big to go in the front.
That's how big this hat was. So, yeah, and if you actually go to the Louis Weekend website and you can get all the requirements for Tiffle, if you click on Run Schedule, there's a section down at the bottom that explains Tiffle and how it works. And there's also a photo section where you can see some of the different examples the Tiffle hats, and that hat is there. There is a Tiffle hat that I was wearing for 1 year.
There's a picture of me wearing that monstrosity that the boys put on me.
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. God.
If not, I'll make sure it gets on the website. But there's actually one of me there. I'm wearing a clear Lucite cowboy hat with a tiara on it, and the back end of it had light up martini glasses filled with cocktails. And that was when I was Crown Prince Royale for ICOH. And I was already 3 sheets to the wind when I had to put on this Tiffle hat.
Only three?
And, well...
Oh, my dear, you are modest.
No, I was only 3 sheets to the wind, but I had these light up martini glasses on the back of my hat, and people kept pouring drinks in the martini glass. I bet you can't drink that. So I was smart enough. I knew people were going to do this, so I Velcroed the martini glasses on the hat so I could just pull the martini glass off, drink it, and stick it back on the hat. So I must have had 15 cocktails out of those martini glasses on the hat. And then by the end, I had like one martini glass was falling off because I didn't get it back on right. But yeah, I Velcroed them on. That I still have that damn hat. I took the martini glasses and the tiara off, but I still have that clear cowboy Lucite hat.
I think it was a Louis Saturday night that the first time the weird words came out of my mouth, there's entirely too much blood in my alcohol system.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Tiffle hat is always a great thing, and the Tiffle hat parade was moved from Saturday afternoon, because it gets so crowded at the Ripcord. There's no room to display the Tiffle hats. We changed it to the BRB Saturday night after dinner. That's worked out fantastic.
That has.
You
get a chance to see the hats.
Yeah, and we actually get a chance to really photograph them and do a good job with them. Sunday, during the show of shows,
there is the final parade.
After Saturday, after the Tiffle parade, the hat parade, which is a contest, think of it that way, because it's the best decorated hat is what wins. The Tiffle tea. And after that, everybody just kind of chills, has a good time. We hang out at the BRB till 11, 12 o'clock. Some people go over to the Ripcord. Some people go to 611. I mean, from there, Louis officially ends for that night after dinner. I think it's 9, 10 o'clock is when Louis officially ends for Saturday night. Picks up again Sunday
at noon.
At Rich's, the doors open at noon. That's where the show of shows is that we've been talking about all night, the psychotic show.
And the show starts at 1 or whenever we're ready.
The show starts... Well, we did really good last year. We actually started... Well, no. The year before that, we started good. Last year, we had a snafu because the media...
Didn't play in the player.
The player wasn't there.
The player wasn't there, and then the player that was there was broken, so we had to get somebody to go get... A DVD player.
There was a hip-hop concert and breakdancing exhibition
the night before,
and some of the equipment got misplaced and mixed up, and so we were having to stretch.
All of our media would not... We couldn't play our media, so that Rich has actually did a phenomenal job in under an hour getting new equipment put into the bar.
And rewired,
so we could get the show started. And honestly, it was worth the wait.
Oh, yeah.
So the show is always worth the wait.
You want to get there. You want to get there at Rich's and be there when the door opens in order to get a good place to sit so that you don't miss anything in the show.
Yeah.
It gets so crowded in there that if you get there late, you're going to be standing about four people deep.
Now, the two best places to be, if you get there, stake out your spot in the very front or... To me, the best place, go upstairs
and watch
over the balcony, because that's one of the best spots to view the entire stage. But pretty much there's a really good vantage point from anywhere in the bar, the way that we lay it out for Louis.
Yeah.
So, get there, the show starts, we announce the board. The board normally does some retarded opening skit. And
we haven't even discussed that, have we?
No, Lloyd's got that under his hat. He's not letting us know anything yet. He's going to spring.
It's no different than last year.
He's going to spring it on. He's going to spring something wicked on us this year, I'm sure.
We did one rehearsal before we did the...
Well, that was Scott, because Scott couldn't figure out what to do, and at the very last minute, he figured out what to do, so he didn't tell us until we were doing Louis rehearsals at the bar.
He said,
by the way, this is what we're going to be doing. Okay.
I think I was thinking, like, the meeting beforehand. He says, I came up with an idea. Here it is. We met once at the BRB, did a rehearsal, then we did an on-stage rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And
that was it.
And then everyone in the back, we did things completely off. We pulled it Adam Lambert, what we rehearsed and what we did on stage at the final one.
Two totally different things, yeah.
Yeah, there was no stripping in the rehearsal and smacking each other with belts.
Yeah, and it kind of turned out that way. But, oh well, it's Louis.
Hello.
You know?
And by Sunday,
at least I was wearing pants under my chaps this year.
Oh, and as I tell everyone, if you're planning on finding somebody pretty, do it by Saturday afternoon, because by Saturday night, nobody is pretty anymore.
I'll take it to the enough receptions, and then...
Well, actually...
And then everybody's pretty.
Yeah, but they won't be pretty in the morning. Yeah.
Right.
So, during the shows, we do the opening skit from the board, announce the board, we do the awards, we announce all the different member clubs, and then the big award that we give out is going to be the Tiffle Award for the best decorated hat. So if you're going to, if your club is going to enter a hat in the competition, bring it Sunday, because normally what we try to do is get everybody back out on stage wearing their hats. So anybody who didn't get to see it Saturday night gets to see the hats. We have unnamed, undisclosed secret judging panel Saturday night that votes on this. And
I can guarantee it's undisclosed, because I was on the board last year and I didn't even know who was voting on it.
I was on the, I've been on the board for what, 8 years, and it's
I've never known who was on the judging panel.
No, and only two times have I ever been on the judging panel. That's how secret it is. Nobody knows who except for the president. And then after the fact, the rest of the board finds out, oh, well, so-and-so is a judge, so-and-so is a judge. Oh, you were a judge this year. You know? Yeah, I was. Okay. Yeah, so, like, last year, I was a judge. But, so this year, probably I won't be a judge. I don't know. I don't know how Lloyd's going to work
it. Last year, I was a judge in San Antonio for their tiffle hat.
I don't know how Daddy Lloyd's going to work it. But usually, we try to get 8 or 9, 10 people. Well, odd number, like, so there's no tiebreaker or anything. But like 9 to 11 people from different clubs, like one from here, one from out of town, one from here. Somebody who's not in any club, he's just a GDI that showed up to have some fun. And these are the people that vote on the best decorated hat. And trust me, it's a really kick award. It's a really cool trophy that can go in your trophy case. And if you want to see some of the examples of the Tiffle Awards, go to the Ripcord. The Misfits have a couple. NLA Houston has one in their trophy case. I think the Misfits have two in their trophy case.
Yeah.
The Houston Area Bears, I think, have one in their trophy case.
That would be over at Tony's.
Over at Tony's.
I like the one in the Misfits case.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I like the one in the Ripcord case, too. And last year, I forget who won last year. I think it went out of town.
No.
I think it was...
No, because after the year before, we determined as a group that the prize can only be awarded to an in-town club.
No. No, it's not.
No?
Any club in-town or out-of-town is allowed to compete in the Tiffle Award. Doesn't matter if you're from Iowa, if you're from Nebraska, from Boston, if you're from Tel Aviv. If your club enters a hat, your club is allowed to enter a hat if you're an official organization, if you're a club. I mean, a GDI cannot enter. It has to be a club with a board.
Well, because it has to be a tiffle.
Right. And
I don't recall. I didn't even get to see the tiffle hats until the parade, because I was on the bus.
Well, see, the thing is, 5 years ago, we opened up tiffle to any club.
Yeah.
In town or out of town. So that's why the Central Boys of Texas have won 3 years in a row.
I thought that the last time they won was what caused a controversy that had us limiting it to in-town clubs.
Nope. No, it will now and forever be any club in town or out of town can submit a tiffle hat.
See, I'm on the board and I still don't know everything.
You wrote the rules of the club, of the organization.
It's not in the bylaws.
No, that's tiffle is not. That's just something we came up with.
That's supposed to be part of the PNP that we haven't written yet.
Just to have some fun with it. Yeah, but again, go to LouisWeekend.com. If you click on the run schedule, scroll down to the bottom, it will tell you everything you need to know about tiffle. And the requirements for tiffle, and again, like I said, this is Texas, the bigger, the better. So, we've had small hats and compact hats that are really cute and beautiful and lovely.
And some of the smallest hats have been the ones who've won, too. It just has to be clever.
Only one time has a small hat won.
And that was the Misfits.
That was the Misfits, where they did all those Billy dolls. That's
one of two that's in their case, because there's another one in their case that has a spike heel on a leather daddy cap.
That was a big-ass hat that year.
Oh, that's just one piece of it?
No, yeah, that was just... That was one piece of the hat. The rest of the hat wouldn't fit in the trophy case, so they pared it down so it would fit into the trophy case.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the TIFL Award is always cool. Louis Weekend Show of Shows, always fantastic, always obnoxious. There's always something unexpected and fun. After the Show of Shows, whenever it ends, everybody heads over to
EJ's
for the after party. We call it the official after party. And at EJ's, again, that's when all the out-of-town clubs do their receptions.
Hello, Mom.
Fries are done. That's when all the out-of-town clubs do their receptions, and they'll be, again, EJ's will be providing food. I think they'll be doing burgers and hot dogs like they did last year, I do believe. And the out-of-town clubs will be doing receptions. Just a chance to kind of, after the whole weekend, relax, unwind, visit, you know, exchange emails, dirty pictures, whatever, before you head back out of town or head home. So, Louis Weekend is always a lot of fun. And again, it's February 18th through the 21st, which is next month.
And when the DC boys do their cocktail, get in line, don't miss it.
Well, I don't like saying DC boys. I say the DC Leathermen, because it's not necessarily the DC Leather Boys Club. It is a conglomerate of four or five different clubs.
Oh, is it? I thought it was always just the DC boys.
There's three or four different DC clubs that are represented, just like TCC, Texas right. Council Clubs. I think the misnomer started when, I think it was Daddy Rose started. She loves the DC boys.
Oh.
And it just kind of stuck, and everybody thought, okay, it was the DC boys of leather. But it's like two or three different clubs that actually get together and do this. Okay. So just like when Ace Weekend comes in and Ace does a reception, it's Ace Weekend. It's several different clubs, just like when we go to Ace.
Okay, so let me rephrase
Houston Council Clubs does as a whole.
When the guys from Washington, D.C. do their cocktail, get in line.
Oh, yeah.
And also we're expecting a reception from the North Texas Council of Clubs, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Which is the Dallas area clubs that are looking to do something
correct.
Along the lines of Louis
and,
or Ace.
Yeah, and I believe also the Dallas Eagle Bears are planning to do a reception. I've heard that the Eagle Bears want to do something, but it's not confirmed yet. We're still waiting to hear on that one. So, Louis's always a lot of fun. You got to go. You got to have fun. Now,
it takes us a year to plan it, 4 days to do it, and a month to recover.
And then we start all over again.
Yep, we start all over again.
Texas Pinning, for those of you who don't know what it is, show up to get to the Show of Shows. We have a PSA that explains Texas Pinning. It's become a staple in the show, and we do it every year.
Oh, and be sure and let us know if it's your first Louis.
Yes, please. We love Louis versions. We love to drag them up on stage and terrorize them in front of 1,000 people.
Well, now,
people.
See, you spoiled it. You spoiled it. Now they're not going to tell us.
Oh, please. No. Virgin, his first Louis was last year?
No,
2 years ago. 2 years ago? Okay, yeah. That's right, because I ran around telling everybody, his name is Virgin, and he's a Louis Virgin.
So, I just tell people, let everybody know that it's your first Louis, because people who've never been to Louis before are taken really good care of.
Oh,
you
yes.
get a lot of attention.
Yeah, you do. You'll go home with a vest full of pins.
Vest full? I never saw the pins get that high.
Right.
Well, you know, once you
get to transfer them after. Yeah,
you got to transfer them up to your vest. Yeah.
You're not supposed to transfer them until you wash the jeans.
Yep.
They're not supposed to come off the jeans until you wash
no.
them.
No. Now, one thing about Louis, once you register for Louis, you get an official Louis pin. That is your run pin. Keep it with you at all times. Any Louis event, anybody on the board or any member club can come up and say, I need to see your Louis pin. Make sure you've got it in a visible area or you've got it in your pocket to pull it out and show people.
Because the receptions and food that we offer, that we provide as part of Let Us Entertain You, we're not entertaining the entire state of Texas. We are entertaining registered participants. If you are here to participate in it and you're registered, this is for you. So we want to make sure that we are serving the people who came here for this.
And keep in mind, this is pretty much all the events take place in a bar or a club. So make sure to keep your ID on you.
Yeah, and you'll have to present your ID when you register.
Yeah.
And when we say register, we really would prefer that you register online at louisweekend.com, get you into the system ahead of time.
That way all you do is you show up, you sign your name, you get your pen, you go.
Yeah,
you show your
ID, you sign your name, and you get your pen and packet.
Yes, and you can also reserve a souvenir T-shirt online when you register. And it's got a breakdown by size. The T-shirts are $15. And
this year's t-shirts are really sharp.
Yeah, I said that earlier, but yeah, the t-shirts this year are going to be very, very cool. The souvenir shirts. I think the hosts, we got the bum shirts this year. I'm going to have to get me a souvenir shirt.
I know, I want one too.
I forget what the color...
He's wearing the color that our host shirts are going to be this year.
The host shirts, the Louis colors are the Mardi Gras colors, purple, green, and gold. And this year, the host shirts are going to be purple with the Louis design printed on it.
I'm going to feel like a grape on two toothpicks.
Yeah. Buzz, as old as you are, you're a raisin. You're a grape. Now... Chris will look like
so going to hurt him.
Chris will look like a grape because he's a nice big round boy. He's a big, nice big round man.
Oh, great! I've already been called Grimace tonight.
Grimace? Well, yeah, wearing that purple shirt. Well, no.
I turned around saying, "Well, I'm not Barney because I don't love you."
is that an Izod? That was a
polo.
A polo. I see a horsey on there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wearing hand-me-downs now.
Oh.
With the big men's club, we keep shrinking lately. So basically, I'm down to the size now where I'm wearing the hand-me-downs of our chairman Ben, who had bypass. So
yeah,
I'm wearing.
So he's
his.
Lost some weight. Yeah, I've noticed Ben has lost.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He looks good though.
Yeah.
So I'm getting hand-me-downs of his old stuff, and now I'm.
Oh, you got a whole new wardrobe then? What are you bitching about?
Hello.
You're getting it for free. You get a whole new free wardrobe.
So it's, you know, we're shrinking in size.
Yeah. It's pretty soon you won't have to be the Houston Big Men's Club. You'd be the Houston Skinny Club.
It's going to take a whole lot more.
I just think then Buzz will finally be able to join. You weigh what, 80 pounds soaking wet?
I am so going to hurt you.
No, I'm just pissed. I mean, you know, in what, the decade, 15 years that we've known each other, whatever.
10 years
that we've known each other. When I met him, I had a 28-inch waist, and now I have a 30.
Me too.
Now I have a 36-inch waist.
I had a 28-inch, 27-inch waist then, and now it's 31.
Oh, fat. Can he be like an honorary member of the Houston Big Men's Club? You can like make him your like mascot, your toothpick mascot, or something.
The club is open to men of size,
chubs and chasers,
and those who like them.
Yes, chubs and chasers.
Well, I love all you guys.
Because we keep you warm at events like this.
Hello. And dry if it's raining.
Ooh, slam. I'm getting out of the way on that one.
No, I'm not going to do it by myself. I'll wait till I have a brethren, and we'll do one of those, like a Wendy's commercial from the 80s. We have two big white buns on either side, a little skinny bit of meat.
Yeah, and then do, where's the beef? It sure as hell ain't me.
A little smash between two big guys.
How do you think I got this, then?
You got smashed between two big guys.
Hello.
All right.
And do you hear me complaining?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
But no, Louis, if you're Harris County or one of the counties that touches Harris County, it's $15. If all you do is go to the receptions, you're going to make your money back.
Oh, no kidding.
If all you do is go to the meals... You're going to make your money back.
If all you do is go to the show of shows, you're going to make
your
money
back.
Actually it is because, you know, if you go to the show of shows, you don't need your Prozac, you don't need your lithium, you don't need anything because you'll be laughing your ass off the whole time.
And if you're not laughing at that, you'll be going, you know, my life isn't that bad. I've seen these people
Thank
on
you.
Stage.
Exactly. You will come out of it feeling better about yourself, either because you laughed so hard or because you realized, I don't suck as bad as that.
I'm not that demented.
I'm not that bad.
And that's the whole benefit. Like I said, you know, register early and get in there. We've got LouisWeekend.com, and give you a chance to enjoy the insanity and the fun.
Now, the only agenda you need to bring with you is have a good time.
Yes. And you'll have as much of a good time as you're willing to put into it.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't walk into it and expect that people are going to fall all over you and do as you...
You have as much fun as you make.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, I do want to say one thing as far as leather protocol is concerned. Louis Weekend, we have 1,000, 1,200 guys show up from 48 states, 6 countries. The one thing I want to say that if you see somebody wearing a collar, respect it.
Yes, please.
A collar around somebody's neck means that they are property. They are owned by somebody. It is not a decoration.
Yeah, don't reach out and grab the collar.
I understand.
You can get yourself hurt.
Well, I understand that some people wear a collar as a fashion statement. The best thing I can say is err on a higher protocol. And do not touch the collar. Do not speak to that person other than to ask, who is your dom, so I can get permission to speak to you. If they say, oh, no, I don't have one, go right ahead and play with them. Because it's not a collar. It's a necklace with a lock on it.
Let's be fair. During Louis, because Louis is such a lowbrow event, most of us put our slaves on very, very loose protocol.
Yes, they do. But one thing you never do is never touch a collar, never grab a collar, and just err on the higher protocol. If you see somebody wearing a collar, understand that that person is probably owned by someone, and treat them with respect that they are due.
And just because you see somebody who is a slave does not mean that because they are a slave, they are your slave. If they are wearing a collar, they're not your slave. They belong to somebody else. They are not there to serve you. If you want them to do something for you, ask them politely. And because they are boys, they will more than likely want to do something nice for you.
Right.
But don't bark orders at somebody else's slave.
All I'm saying is that respect the collar. Yeah, I know it's Louis, and I know everybody's having a lot of fun. There's a lot of carousing and cruising and drinking and a good time to be had by all. But just remember your leather protocols and your public protocols and try to adhere to them as best as you can.
One of the ways of preventing having something other than a good time.
Right. So, with that said, I think what we're going to do is we're going to close Leather Ties a few minutes early. We can play that last song I've got, then you can do PSAs, and then we can come back with Roundtable.
Yeah, except I can't find much on Roundtable this week.
Bummer. Well, I've got a half round in here if you want to sit.
Well, maybe I can do that other CD, too, because we got quite a bit of time before PSAs.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we got like...
Then I would say
our clock in here isn't working.
I got like 15 minutes to
go. Oh, yeah. Let's hit this next one. We're going to play two songs with that. It is a group called Hypnagogia, Hypnagogia. Two really kick-ass songs from them, and then we will close out. That'll probably cover it. Then
yeah,
we'll do some PSAs, and then I want to play that last one by Split Second, just so we have our sets of twos here. So coming up, Hypnagogia with two really great songs that I enjoy. Then we're going to do our PSAs, hit another song, and come back with Roundtable. Thank you for listening to Leather Ties on After Hours, Daddy Bear. And Master Buzz, signing out.
Hey, it's been a blast.
I'm to call me on the phone. And I need just one more to try and love me. But I need everybody to look at me. I need everything. Look at me. I need everything. I want to look at me.
Talk to me. martini, jigger of gin. What I spent, you got me in all mine. Do I feel?
And KPFT's 40th anniversary upon us, it's time to make good on those New Year's resolutions. Maybe you're looking to be involved in your community this year. Or maybe you want to network and make contacts or new friends. You can put your time to use by volunteering at KPFT. Here are a few opportunities. KPFT is always looking for telephone help for pledge drives. Email volunteer at kpft.org to be involved. KPFT also needs help in its music library. Email music at kpft.org to participate. Finally, our 40th anniversary event needs volunteers. Email volunteer at kpft.org to lend a hand during this historic year. Your volunteerism makes a difference, so get involved. You are tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Hello, this is KPFT's 90.1 Houston. And I'm Deloitte Parker, Executive Director of SHAPE Community Center. SHAPE, shaping history for the future. For over 33 years now, SHAPE has shaped history by actively working with issues important to all of us. The freeing of Nelson Mandela. The freeing of Clarence Brantley, death row inmate. The conviction and firing of the officers that killed Otto Delaney and Byron Gillam. Voter mobilization, anti-death penalty, police brutality cases, nutrition programs, legal clinics, cultural programs, all of these programs working to make life better for all of us today for tomorrow. For more information about SHAPE, call 713-521-0629. SHAPE Community Center, 713-521-0629. Thank you.
And you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. I'm still trying to find some things here on we can do for roundtable.
Really?
I wonder if I can. That's a cute commercial. I wonder if I can play that. Here's a picture for Jimmy that he would like.
That is pretty nice.
Ooh.
Virgin Mobile, not to be affiliated with the Red Menace here, had a advertising campaign that features a corporate angel straddling another corporate executive.
Kissing.
He's...
Sucking face.
Yeah, he's shoving his halo down his throat.
That's not his halo.
Grabbing his tie, pulling him closer.
Sucking his GPS out of his throat.
Basically. Well, this was a Canadian ad, so we can say tonsil hockey.
Tonsil hockey.
with the little slogan on here, hook up fearlessly with our 30-day You'll Love Us guarantee.
Gee, can we tell they're marketing the gay community?
Virgin Mobile Canada contacted them saying the ads only ran in Calgary, were heterosexual ones. Two of them were pulled down, however, in a different part of Canada, apparently. That's supposedly some people had found them offensive.
I kind of like it.
But he's got the angel wings, so you know Jimmy will like it.
They're beautiful.
The wings are pretty.
God bless Canada.
Do some work.
Let's see. Some of the things I promised on here. These were some priceless. Where is it? I looked at it from a different. Came out from a different. Oh, here it is. Lude Lambert lambasted. Some of the complaints that people had made about Adam Lambert's performance at the American Music Awards. I can read some of this stuff. This is a funny thing. These are people complaining about the obscenity of what they saw.
Using obscenity themselves.
Someone from Wyoming complained that that piece of AMA Music Award was a cluster of awfulness. Adam Lambert, who is a total fagatoni, which I'm okay with.
I like that word. Fagatoni.
That's
a pizza. Uh-huh.
I can see going over to Reva's and going, hey, I like to order the fagatoni.
I like that.
And they bring out some
with
hot
cheese,
little dishwasher
please.
In the back.
Uh-huh. Which I'm totally okay with was totally pulling dudes' faces into his crotch, which was totally inappropriate.
Wait, no, you got to read it like a surfer dude.
Totally.
This is why
like,
totally.
Adam Lambert, who is a total like fagatoni, which I'm okay with, was like totally pulling dudes' faces into his crotch, which was like totally inappropriate if he was even a girl.
Ew.
And he was pulling a girl's face into his crotch, plus his, quote, singing, unquote, made me want to kill myself.
You should have, yeah.
Maybe.
I was tempted to break out a window and use a piece of glass to slash my throat.
Should have.
If I had a screwdriver on hand, I would have certainly stabbed my ears out.
Should have.
I don't mind him making out with his keyboard player, who's a dude, but apparently when he did that, it was impromptu, quote, he didn't warn the guy. This is total grounds for sexual harassment suit, which I hope happens.
Harassment?
He's probably boffing the keyboardist anyway.
Because Adam Lambert is a total douchebag who needs to die in a fire. Seriously, how is the American Music Awards serving the public good anyway?
Oh, my God.
Those artists sucked. Seriously, you should investigate whether or not there was payola going down, because some of those acts like Taylor Swift and Rihanna had never put out a song that sounded that good.
Hmm. So, wait, this is somebody who's complaining?
This is the official complaint that somebody made to the FCC.
Oh, my God.
Like, totally.
Effing kidding me.
From Yukon, Oklahoma, Adam Lambert performs indecent acts while on stage. The singer whips another man across the stage, and another man appears to simulate giving singer oral sex, and he walks upstairs to kiss what appears to be another man.
Appears to be. Can't tell.
What, you couldn't tell?
No. I was watching this program with my children. I can't believe this just happened. My children are 12, 9, 6, and 4.
Weren't they in bed?
No kidding.
They had just finished bath time after celebrating an early Thanksgiving with the family. Now I'm getting questions I should not be getting. This should be illegal if it's not. Did someone have to approve his performance before it aired?
Okay, what I don't understand is...
it's okay for Madonna to make out with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. It's okay for her to roll around pregnant in a wedding dress. It's okay for Britney Spears or Miley Cyrus to pole dance. So we can see a 16, 17-year-old girl pole dancing on stage.
How about flashing their hoo-has, getting in and out of cars?
Yeah. But I'm talking about an actual performance on a stage, televised on TV, an actual performance. Miley Cyrus is pole dancing. She's 17
years old. Which award show was that one on?
That was on the Nickelodeon Awards, I think.
Nickelodeon Awards. Oh, she gets out there pole dancing for prepubescent kids. What's more obscene? Teaching 8-year-old girls how to pole dance?
But remember, that's okay in America.
Yes. Yeah, but it's okay if it's two women doing it.
Exactly.
It's not okay if two men
As soon
men
as you get two
it.
Men into it, then no. You know, that's got to be stricken off the air.
Double standard.
Every man in America.
From Harlingen, Texas, several of the featured artist acts were sexually explicit. The closing act by Adam Lambert definitely went beyond risque. Surprisingly, they knew how to spell risque. With scenes obviously representing
spell
oral...
Spell check.
later on, check down later.
Yeah.
And scenes... obviously representing oral sex acts, bondage, and intercourse. I would not be surprised to see such a show in the boys' towns of Mexico or in Bangkok. But I'm offended to see them on United States television.
One night in Bangkok?
Oh, well, uh-huh.
I'm surprised he could actually get the word Bangkok out of his mouth.
And he misspelled Bangkok.
Yes, he did.
From Cincinnati, Ohio, Shakira was bad enough pushing her twat in my face.
Oh,
wow.
The dance was vulgar, but then Adam Lambert was disgusting. Things are going too far. My 94-year-old grandmother went to bed early after Shakira. I'm glad she didn't see Lambert. What about the children? What about the children?
Was the complaint actually just because they're ugly?
Okay, wait.
Was the complaint just because they're ugly?
Now, if your grandmother is 94 years old, she lived through the Roaring Twenties. She knows what queens are, she knows what drag queens are, and she's probably seeing worse than anything ever seen on TV.
Probably.
My grandmother was a flapper. He used to hang out in drag bars in the 20s, okay? Yeah. No. Don't tell me some 94-year-old woman's going to be offended by that. She's seen worse in her life.
She lived through the world wars.
She ended this with, I'm pretty liberal and it offended me. Parameters need to be set.
Get over your cheap self.
From Burbank, California.
Get off the cross, honey. Somebody needs a wood.
Do I really need to see some guy giving Adam Lambert a blowjob before I go to bed?
Maybe.
Yeah, I do. I know I do.
He wasn't giving Adam Lambert a blowjob. He was just licking the leather. That's not a blowjob.
You'd have
to get the Chi-Chi LaRue edit for that one.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh my God.
During the program, I was thankful I DVR'd it so I could fast forward.
Wow, they have that in Alabama?
Janet Jackson's song and dance were obscene, and when she reached between a male dancer's leg from behind and grabbed and rubbed his crotch, Lady Gaga and her dancers were dressed in such a way as to feign nudity. Even Carrie Underwood had to get in on the act and dress like a hooker. Adam Lambert's song and dance were absolutely over the top, from obscene poses to oral sex to rubbing and then grabbing a female dancer's crotch. Please let ABC and the other networks know that this type of programming is not ready for prime time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because it was after 9 o'clock at night.
But see, this is one thing they keep harping on Adam Lambert. Look at what Janet Jackson did. Look at Lady Gaga running around naked on stage. Nobody's bitching about that except for this one woman. Everybody's bitching about Adam Lambert because it was a gay
man
thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no city on this because it was sent by email. Just wondering if a gay kiss between two fudge packers no longer falls below standards.
Gee whiz.
Perhaps he can actually... Which one of those words am I not allowed to say in that order?
Wow.
You can actually suck his rooster next time. But Janet Jackson can't have a wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah, show us the breasts.
Nice cover on the FCC.
Which, by the way, Janet Jackson's breast shield was made by Torian here in Houston.
From Beaverton, Alabama.
Oh, I love the man.
Another one.
Beavertown? What?
Yeah, Beavertown.
Being an elementary teacher, it's my responsibility to take care of my students. Friday, the kids were abuzz about the MAAs. They were all tuning in tonight, excited to be able to stay up and catch it all as we were dismissed for fall break this week. After watching Adam Lambert's performance, he has broken my heart to think of the millions of children who sat at home and watched this atrocious act. He simulated oral sex by shoving a man's head into his crotch as the man kneeled in front of him.
Okay, once again, what the hell are you kids doing up that late in the first place?
Especially this is Alabama, so that means they were on at 10 o'clock.
Well, and if it was a woman's face he shoved into their crotch, they probably wouldn't be saying a thing.
Of course not.
And I mean, the biggest thing is people want to sit there and complain to the FCC. You're getting all these little, you know, mail that you're reading. When the main thing is parents, go see what the hell your kids are doing. You know, supervise them. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jesus.
He tongued a man who was playing keyboard in his band. The men and women in stage were with Lambert were clad in S&M apparel. He led two men on leashes while singing, "Don't Be Afraid, I'm Gonna Hurt You Real Good." He then grabbed a female dancer's head and thrust it into his crotch, simulating oral sex again.
This that sounds like bisexual? A nifty story over and over and over again.
It sounds hotter than the performance was.
I know.
I voted for this man on the American Idol. I believed he was wholesome.
Really? With all that mascara?
He wears more makeup than my mom. Come on now.
Right. There's more makeup than Regina Day.
I'm just saying.
That's funny. I love that one.
Now, of course, here comes the thing to let her know she's not bashing. I'm not opposed to homosexuality.
Of course not.
My brother-in-law is gay, and I love him dearly. However, men, women, and especially children should not be subjected to this kind of behavior on national television. I have never filed a complaint with the FCC before, but things like this need immediate attention. Our children see too much. They need to be. They need protection and shame on ABC for not trying to help that cause.
I say shame on the parents for letting them stay up and watch it.
You have shoved your heterosexuality down my throat since I was born.
Yeah.
And it's okay to show naked people, man and woman, making out and having sex on TV shows. And they're buck-ass naked, NYPD blue.
Daytime shows.
Even daytime,
and
yeah.
Daytime soap opera. Well, kids are in school then. They don't see it.
They were on Christmas break there when they had two guys making out on One Life to Live.
Yeah, it's a real big double standard. I don't hear anybody bitching about all the straight sex on primetime TV.
Now, here's what I love. Okay, sometimes I think kids know more about sex at age 10 than I do. Married with a child at age 26.
They probably do.
Now here's how adamant she was about this. Please view this for yourself at www.youtube.com/watch. She gives the web address.
She gives the link to the YouTube video of Adam Lambert. That's how much she's disgusted with it.
Wait a minute. She says her brother-in-law is gay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Isn't this the man who married her sister?
Or her brother, you never know.
Well, it's Alabama, so technically her brother-in-law could be her brother. It could be her husband's brother.
Ah, okay.
Ah. From Cyprus.
Oh, I love this one. This is good.
I thought this may be Cyprus, Texas, but it's on Channel 12, and Channel 13 is ABC here. Keep the fag kissing off the non-cable channels, you Nazi.
Hello, this is the pot.
Yes,
you're black.
And I should take them seriously. Why?
When Will and Grace won how many awards?
Right?
Massive.
I think the problem with a lot of these people...
whatsoever. Discriminate against these people. Get them away from us. You Nazi.
Nazis killed fags.
You're taking a very Nazi attitude and calling other people Nazis.
From Houston, Texas.
Woo! Yeah.
All right, here we go. Man.
The performance by Adam Lambert was nothing short of obscene, vulgar, indecent, and unacceptable. His lesbian status is his own, and the way he chooses to live his life should not be displayed as the type of entertainment for public consumption.
Lesbian?
Well, they got cross-gendered on there.
Didn't they?
They really did.
Maybe because they saw the makeup... You know, thought he was a woman.
Well, it says his lesbian status is his own.
Wait, if he was a lesbian, that would make him straight, wouldn't it?
Right.
He'd be perfectly fine for TV.
Yay!
Okay.
A lesbian trapped in a straight man's body.
Yeah.
This person from nationally, I guess he's watching it on Dish TV. The American Music Awards are what they should be called, the American Crotch Shot Awards. Let's be truthful here.
Well, you know, I thought that was MTV Awards.
No. I turned the show on just in time for Fergie's half-covered crotch to be seen throughout her show. Then was Lady Gaga. Then it was Jennifer Lopez in her workout boxer attire.
Was that not like Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical all over
again? Right.
Yeah.
You know, then, I'm surprised Lady Gaga's hoo-ha didn't pop out of there, you know?
Again.
And then to have Adam Lambert pull the poor dancer on the floor's middle crotch to his shoe, and then yank on another dancer's unitard in her crotch part quite hard, it looked like.
Good.
I'm not reading this incorrectly. I'm reading it correctly for a change.
Yes, this is the actual way. And she blurted out the word crotch. It's C-R- asterisk, asterisk, C-H. Can't even spell the word.
But later on, she spells crotches.
Oh, yeah.
goodness. I'm sure I missed one.
Maybe
yep.
She thought it was crochets. Yeah.
Goodness, I'm quite sure I missed one. Yep. Carrie Underwood. Enough of the crotches. Even backsides would be more attractive. Oh. Only classy dressed performers were Mary J., Whitney, and Alicia Keys. Come on. Really. Angry. She even
so
misspelled
basically,
she also misspelled
she likes
Alicia.
It at the back door. She'd rather see an ass than a front.
Mm. Well, honey, she's been married one this whole time. She's used to seeing an ass.
Well, uh-huh. She just a fart smeller.
She's a fart connoisseur.
No. Lord.
Iowa. This complaint is about the obscene things that singer Adam Lambert did during his performance at the AMAs. While singing, he grabbed the back of a dancer's head and rubbed it in his groin. And then he went to another dancer and slid his hand between her buttocks and pulled on the material directly at her private area.
Really? The same thing Janet Jackson did to a male dancer, but they're not bitching about?
The next obscene thing he did was go
up to... It's okay when Janet Jackson does it.
Because she's Miss Nasty.
Well, she's no, she's Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Oh, yeah.
You're Miss Nasty. The next obscene thing he did was go up to a keyboard player and kiss him in a graphic way. My 11-year-old son saw this and asked questions about what Adam Lambert was doing.
Why the hell is your 11-year-old son sitting up watching this at night? I mean, come on now.
Isn't there a cornfield you're supposed to be out playing in?
I know.
Aren't you supposed to be in your your straw bed or something?
Honey, your son's supposed to be sitting in his room watching himself beating off to it. Come on now.
Shouldn't they be out stump breaking some cow somewhere?
Okay, you know, here's what they need to tell these children. I've got it. Here's the answer. When these children ask, say, Adam Lambert. The word Adam in French is a woman's name. With all the makeup he's wearing, he's just a woman.
Right.
Kissing another guy.
I just don't see what's the big deal is to say, hey, guess what? There are men out there who like other men.
Uh-huh. I mean, come up with something creative. You know, when you catch two dogs doing it in the street, you usually tell them, well, the one in the back, his paws are hurt and he's being carried to the hospital. Or the one in front hurt a leg and he's just pushing him along.
Oh, my.
Which will take us to the Adirondack and the koala bears.
Oh, my God. More bestiality?
No, not bestiality. There's a couple of cute animal stories I saw on here that we can talk.
Is that about the interrupted?
No, they had Adam Lambert was being interviewed in an Australian wildlife park or something, and two koala bears decided to get it on the tree behind them.
Cue porn music.
And the funny thing is that, you know, the cameraman noticed it and was panning and showing the koalas while Andy Roddick is standing there just talking away.
They were auditioning for Real Housewives, Real House Koalas of Australia.
There's also another cute one. If you're check out on YouTube, there is a really hot auto fellatio video.
Someone gave me any car head? What?
No.
Oh.
It was a...
YouTube?
Burned his lips on the tailpipe.
I'm trying to remember if it was a manatee or a walrus.
Wow. Okay, the thing I don't understand
Virgin,
is,
are you posting pictures on YouTube again?
People complain.
It was a
dog.
Always.
I saw that.
People complain about Shakira. She has made her name on very erotic songs and her erotic dancing. Janet Jackson, all of her songs about erotica for the most part. And all of their videos are very sexy. They're not doing anything that they aren't doing in their music videos. So why are they bitching about this when they can turn on MTV and see a lot worse?
No. You won't see videos on MTV.
Not anymore, really.
Well, when are you turning on the MTV?
Okay, MTV.
Late at night.
Okay, MTV at 3 o'clock in the morning is the only time to show music videos. But still,
pretty much.
Anything you see on MTV, they're not doing anything worse than you see in a music video. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see what the big hoo-ha is. These kids are sitting there watching their music videos. When they go, all these kids buy all these concert videos from all these people, Janet Jackson, you know, live in Sydney and all this crap. They're doing worse things on stage during their concerts than they are ever doing on TV.
Well, it's two main things. I mean, the first thing is the kids going out buying all that, the parents can have deniability about that. Second thing is the parents want to sit there and cast blame on anyone else. I mean, that's what I've been saying.
If the parents want to claim deniability, then they're bad parents. They should be monitoring what their kids are doing in the first place.
What games they're
playing, what videos they're buying.
The fact that parents are sitting there complaining that, you know, kids are watching these and, oh, they're being corrupted by seeing all this on TV and that TV needs to stand up. No, the parents need to stand up and be like, click, no more.
No, you need to be grown-ups. You know, there's nothing that says you can't change the channel.
No, a nine-year-old...
You don't like what's on TV, Halo change 3. The channel.
Parents need to cop a clue. The kids are talking about worse in the halls at school.
Oh, yeah.
And doing worse.
You got 14 and 15-year-old girls getting pregnant. I don't think the issue is Adam Lambert kissing a guy on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything to cast blame away from the parents, though.
Of course. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, you're looking for that autofellatio thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it was a manatee. Manicure walrus.
Manatee.
Virgin.
It is a manatee. You remember?
You know, yeah, you know I had to post
it. Don't worry.
Wow.
Yeah, the twisted part is after you click on that on the YouTube, and then there's other stories of animals.
You know, it's amazing that on YouTube they can show an animal doing that, but they won't show a person doing that.
Yeah. Now, honey, you got to get X2 for that.
Exactly my point. Why is it okay to show animals having sex on Discovery Channel, but not people?
I don't know.
It's just like they follow the same rules they do with HBO and Showtime. You don't see the actual penetration.
Actually, yes, I have seen that.
Oh.
Well, they always preface the show, parental discretion advised.
On a lot of those shows like that.
Yeah.
But usually back the up? Parents are nowhere right. around.
Actually, mm-hmm. Never mind.
Where is the parental supervision?
Oh, yeah,
and I love South Frank Park, though, you know.
I love South Park.
I watched that one last night. It was funny.
I'm not finding it on there.
Okay, so
check on YouTube for it. There, it's. I'm quite impressed with the manatee. And the funny thing is, it just all of a sudden he did it in front of a crowd of people, and it's like, oh, you can hear him in the audience reacting. Oh my God, what is he doing?
He's, he's cleaning his stinger. Yeah.
Wow. He's helping him up the tree. That's all.
What's the big deal? You see a dog do that all day.
Yeah, but the manatee didn't have to bend over that far.
A manatee is more flexible because they don't really have bones; they just have cartilage. So
he didn't have to bend much; it was there.
Wow!
It needed to be clean.
Manatee's name: John Holmes.
Let's see here. This was another one I thought was a cute one of this Adam Lambert's. I think it's a disgrace that this is from New York. I think it's a disgrace that ABC was allowed to put on such an outrageous AMA show. I have an 8-year-old daughter who idolizes certain performers like Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift, etc. She also enjoys the music of some others, although she has never seen some of them perform. From the onset, there were sexual undertones as Janet Jackson grabbed the crotch of a gentleman standing in front of her. Unfortunately, my daughter was watching at that time since it was only 8 p.m. and she was waiting for her favorites. I let that one slide as we know Michael was a big crotch grabber, but still. Then there was the gyrating Shakira number. What was the point of that? The outfits worn by some of these women were unbelievable. I'm no prude, but I felt like I was in a strip club. Lady Gaga's routine was a bit weird, but tolerable. She thought that Lady Gaga was tolerable. But then there was Eminem. What's the point of having sing a song when half the song has to get bleeped out due to foul language? Why bother? I agree. Quit bleeping the damn song.
Right. Just don't put Eminem on. He sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. But still, I think of the fact that if you're going to put out a music like that, if you can't play it on the radio or on television like that, then, you know, either don't bleep it or don't put it on. Finally, Adam Lambert's performance just put me and my husband over the edge. And we are big Lambert fans from American Idol. I know that people accuse my comments of being biased. However, I have no problem with his sexuality. I do have a problem with the performance mimicking oral sex and him making out with his band member on what should be a family music show.
Okay, here's the thing.
Nothing's been family about that for a long time.
Okay, thank goodness her 8-year-old daughter was in bed at that time. So
here's the problem.
That was one parent that knew how to put their child to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up for that.
Yeah.
The problem that I've seen is that, you know, he did American Idol to get the recording contract. He's got it. Now he's going to do his own thing. I don't think people were quite ready for Adam Lambert coming out like that.
He's getting exactly what he wants out of it. He's getting media attention.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's an attention whore. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? His album has already gone platinum because of all the attention.
Yeah.
And he's not that talented.
Okay.
No, he's like Madonna. He's really good at PR and knows how to hire the right people to write the good songs.
Well, you know, from nowadays, you know, your singing ability and your qualifications on that aren't nothing.
Oh, please. Britney Spears?
Broccoli Spores?
Shut up. We don't use that name around me.
Celine, scream on.
You know,
snort one.
Let's face it, you know. The boy bands that we've had over the past several years and all that, you know, it's like the Monkees. You got a bunch of people together that look good on screen. They lip sync, and eventually we may teach them a little bit how to strum a guitar and possibly try and carry a note, but that's not important.
Oh, that's so Milli Vanilli.
This complainer went on. I was appalled, and I told her I would tape the rest of the show for her. I could not even let her see any of it due to this performance. Our entire TiVo program had to be deleted since there was no way to edit certain performances, so she had to miss Taylor Swift winning Artist of the Year.
Aww.
You fast forward, you hit it on the pause, bring her in, show her that, and close away. What a shame, as Taylor seems to be a great role model for young girls, but unfortunately her message won't get through to them due to the obscenities within the rest of the evening. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but after the few years with all the stuff going on at all the different award shows, parents should know better. Yeah. This isn't the first time something like this has happened.
No.
It happens every damn year for the last 4 or 5 years on every damn award show.
Okay, this is the last one of these I'm going to do, because this one was way over the top with this stuff. From Spencer, Maine. I will not even watch Dancing with the Stars tonight or ever again.
Aww.
Another program on ABC, because ABC has shown the ultimate disrespect for network viewers like me.
Dancing with the Stars. Did anybody see the episode of Dancing with the Stars where they're doing that dance and the male dancer has her between his legs and he's doing this thing, forcing her face up into his crotch?
But that's the salsa.
Yeah. Well, no. Shoving a woman's face, teabagging a woman on stage is not the salsa.
No, it's okay because it's a guy and
but
a girl.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was on prime time Dancing with the Stars. It was all over the news. It was all over E! Channel and everything else, this one clip here, where he's teabagging this woman on stage.
We're not saying that, but we're just reading.
No, for those listening, yeah, what we're reading is the FCC complaints about Adam Lambert. We have a caller on the line right now who's wondering what we're doing. We are. I guess we ought to step in and tell you that what we're doing is we're reading off some of the complaint letters that have been filed officially. These are the official complaint letters to the FCC about Adam Lambert's performance.
And then we're making fun of the double standard.
We're making fun of the idiots here.
Yeah.
For those of you who want to see the entire part of that, you can go to thesmokinggun.com and go to the archives and go down to Lewd Lambert Lambasted. Is their section title. My family enjoys watching network shows because normally you can be trusted for some semblance of regular common sense decisions on what to broadcast over the airwaves. However, when you're allowed the blatant display of homosexual acts during a supposed piece of bogus entertainment at the end of the AMAs with the screaming non-talent of the obvious freak Adam Somebody, you choose to dismiss the fact that your regular viewers may be offended. And that word does not even come close to the feeling. It is definitely more like disgusted, nauseated, repulsed, to the point of never tuning into your network ever again, morning or night.
Yeah, right.
Oh, honey, just wake up. It's ABC. Wake up early. Take one look at George Stephanopoulos.
Staring at her soaps the next day.
Yeah.
Can we get a violin in here? I need
you have
something.
Really. I'm
playing my violin.
Oh, wait. I love this next line.
I thought you were rolling a booger.
You have chosen to cater to the likes of Perez Hilton. And after seeing him in the audience, you should have known to turn the channel immediately.
That fat cow, Perez Hilton?
Really?
She's fat, though?
Perez. Excuse me, Jose, you don't got room to moo in there.
Moo! Moo, okay?
Wow.
Where was?
I love that. After seeing Perez Hilton in the audience, we should have known to change the channel.
Lest we suffer in viewing some nauseating scene is what you chose to allow at the end of the award show. We watched most of the award show while also watching another program on another network because we wanted to see how many accolades were awarded Taylor Swift. All the awards that were bestowed on her during the AMA's presentation were negated by the disgraceful display of gay sex.
Gay sex?
ABC, as well as program organizers, chose to show such obvious disrespect for Swift and all other normal, talented entertainers of the evening. I hope your network withers up and dies, as I do not believe that all the freaky people...
They're owned by the mouse, no.
That all the freaky people will sustain your expensive existence. We normal people are the ones who have jobs, pay taxes, and purchase products advertised on your network.
You live in Maine. You're not normal.
But we are tuned out of ABC forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, they're not. Really? Whatever.
And yet, just this last week on Ugly Betty, Mark was kissing a guy. But I don't hear any complaints about that.
Of course not.
Who watches Ugly Betty?
Exactly.
Okay, young kids.
I think I maybe seen one episode and that was it.
Here we go. Here's another self-hating fag who's probably a part of the Goys movement.
oh, my God.
I feel that the performance given by performer Adam Lambert was unacceptable due to the obscene nature of content, i.e. making out with men, suggesting sex with men, whips, chains, leather, and partial nudity.
Was there nudity?
As a gay man, I feel offended that his is giving a negative portrayal of the gay community. What is really shocking is that this was allowed to air during primetime television, where it not only offended adults but children who may be watching this as well. I understand that music can be used as an art, as an act of expression, but I feel this has gone too far. I feel this is more an act of spite than delivering a positive message. Please do something so this will not continue in the future. Thank you.
Can we find this in-closet queen?
Right. Thank you.
Closets are for clothes, honey. Come on now.
Thank you.
You're considered an oxymoron.
Yeah. I would agree.
Making out with men,
you.
Suggesting sex with men, whips, chains, leather, and partial nudity.
And I'll bet you if you went through his porn collection, it's all the stuff from Titan Media, too.
He's probably got a stack of honchos stashed under the bed.
Oh, honey, honchos, that's last decade. Now, he's probably got a bunch of fetish porn buried under his bed in that shoebox anyway. He's
right.
Island
Mountain, right next to his heels.
Island Media, whatever.
And feather boa.
They should actually see that we do these things that they use in their poorly formed, nasty epithets.
What, number one, as a leather person, what he did was nothing more than just a cute little stage performance. It had nothing to do with leather or BDSM or fetish.
No.
It was a cute little stage performance. I've seen Madonna. I've seen Christina Aguilera.
Spank Me.
Lead people around on leashes during their performances. What's the big deal? To me, that has nothing to do with leather, BDSM, or fetish.
You want to see a sexually explicit music video? Get the European version of Relax.
Relax, yes. By Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The European version features full frontal male nudity.
Ooh.
It features beyond simulated sex in this video.
So wait, you said
and this is
Relax?
Relax?
Is it Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
There are 7 different music videos to Relax. One of them is X-rated. That's the one that was released in Europe.
Yeah.
They did then they did the Disney version of the song for American audiences.
For MTV.
Yeah, for MTV.
I mean, the biggest thing is these. Everyone should know that on these little stations, on these little shows that they got on, it's all about shock
news. Shows news.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, Europe is very different. Their sexuality is not an issue. Violence is. They edit NYPD. They edit CSI Miami for violence when they show it over there. But they will show a porn movie over there with no issue, no problem.
Because it's more accepted there.
Yeah, where violence is not. In this country, violence is the norm.
Yeah.
Sex is
unfortunately.
Not.
All right, let me see if I can play this. I don't remember exactly where this is. I'll have to narrate part of it there because some of it's visual. Let's see, are we queued up for it?
Yeah. Try to keep in mind that we live in a country that was founded by Quakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Puritans.
But they make good granola bars.
Yeah.
They make oatmeal.
And great oatmeal. Yeah.
Oh, they make great oatmeal.
All right, let me see if I can play this little commercial about gay adoption.
Forget it.
Gay adoption.
Those shoes have got to go.
Oh, and those hats.
They can be hot sometimes.
I'm sorry, buckle shoes went out.
Those hats can't look any good unless you put at least one ostrich plume on them.
Or you're Wilford Brimley, one of the two.
All right, hold on, let me see if I can play this here. Like I said, I'll have to narrate part of this. I thought it was cute when I saw it on here. You've got a guy eating in a restaurant facing two people. Their backs are the camera.
I got to tell you something. Well.
And he's got a fork full of wet noodles.
Yeah. I'm straight.
His two fathers look at each other.
Oh, I've seen this.
Disapprovingly.
Children raised by homosexuals do not necessarily become homosexuals.
Yes, this is where the gay fathers, their straight son, breaks it to him that he's a heterosexual, and they both look at him very disappointed.
That was a cute little thing.
Oh, and the kid in that commercial, he looks like, what's his name, from Transformers.
I've already clicked off. Oh. Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Love of Beef?
Yeah, who's in love with his mother.
I said, I love the twisted part of what his name actually stands. What his name means.
I think he
love of beef.
Yeah, I think he should rename himself Shia LaPoof.
Because
he's a poof.
Well, of course he is. There, he used to work for Disney. He did a movie for Disney called Holes. And the prosecution rests.
And his was featured heavily, right?
Yes. I think Adam Lambert and Lance Bass need to get together and do a song.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah.
All the single bottoms? All the single bottoms? Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
No, but they could get together and do a song called Closet Angels or something, you know?
And if you like it, you really should put a cock ring on it.
I was just thinking that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I come up with a new Louis skip.
Yay. I want to see that.
I could just see the sisters doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you see me in that body stocking there? I'm already having tightness of breath. I just scared myself
that
on that one.
I would love to see that Lambert performance done as a Louis skit.
Oh, yeah, that would be
sweet. Yeah, I would love to see that.
Oh, dude, that song dressed as Adam Lambert.
No, I want somebody to do put a ring. If you like what you see, put a ring on it, but use a strap on.
Yeah.
I think that'd be hysterical to see a woman do that.
I gotta talk with you, Kip. We may have.
Then they'd have to be dressed as Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but you have to have that whole, like, you know, thing flop out.
Yeah, no. That's what he's talking about, a strap on.
Well, no, I think what we need to do is get, like, Coffee or somebody to do it. She would be great doing that number. She can get away with it. Coffee's got the body to pull a Beyonce move, but still have the strap on.
Yeah.
And not, like, bruise her thighs.
Oh, my.
Regine Simone.
Move on, quick.
The twisted part is, you know, years ago when I went out to the bars, I went to JR's. That was my home bar. That's when I felt, you know, most comfortable. And I went to the bar, sat down, and just talked to the bartender all night.
And after a month, you had no sense of smell from the cologne wars.
True.
And the bartender took me over to the Ripcord, I was scared out of my mind. And now the Ripcord's my home bar. A couple weeks ago, someone took me over to JR's, and it was so weird standing in there going, I don't know how many hours of my life I've spent in here.
That'll never get back.
And I'm sitting there looking around going, these people aren't old enough to drink.
I know.
pretense.
No, what's sadder than that are the frat jocks that are, you know, 50 and they're still wearing A&F.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
But no, I mean, it was like I said, it was weird.
We call those disco daddies.
Wow.
And my friend was asking me, what's wrong? I said, I'm just remembering how much time I just spent in here, just sat in the back and watched people.
No, trust me, they're all older than you think. It's called Botox. They only look like they're in their 20s. They're really like in their 40s. They just have really good plastic surgeons. Or lots of duct tape.
Oh, right. Oh, the ones who are really young and are actually over at South Beach.
Oh, God.
The ones who are most younger in the darker lights of JR's.
Yes. And when you get them out into normal sunlight, they look like Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, honey, that's why you just push them toward the door in the morning and tell them don't turn around.
Is that what you tell them?
Oh, that's the scariest thing ever. Being in a bar when it's 2:15 and the lights came on.
Oh.
That's why you only go to bars with after hours. You got at least until 4.
Get the hell out of there.
Well, fortunately for me, it's been a long time since I closed a bar, but a couple weeks ago I did. I was at your home bar at that time. 6-11. Yeah, I was at the 6-11.
Oh, when the lights come on in there, they are fluorescent and they are obnoxious.
The roaches scatter.
I will say one thing about that.
It makes you want to leave.
One of the things I did love at that was that 1 o'clock when that guy came through with pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Every night.
That was at 1 o'clock in the morning. That was the best pizza I have ever ate.
He comes through every night.
How much did you have to drink?
Pizzas, and he sells them dirt cheap.
That was my 4th bar of the night.
There we go. That's why the pizza tasted so good.
And when we got to the 6-11, that's when we switched to hard liquor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, huh. You were mixing and then you put pizza on top of it?
No, you never mixed it.
No.
Well, then the porcelain bus at your house.
Did the pizza make it all the way home?
Yes.
In your body?
Yes.
In your body, not in your car?
Look, do I look like a person who's going to waste food by puking it up?
Wow.
No, he's like a cow if he pukes if it's cut. Chewing
Move on.
But now,
oh my
God! The pizza I ended up taking home with me was, you know, still wasn't half bad at 5 o'clock in the morning. When I got
but it went really bad with the breakfast burrito.
But like I said, I have to say that was a godsend at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea where that pizza came from. There's no markings on the box. It's a New York box. We figured there's a Domino's guy with his head bashed in somewhere over there.
And also that the tamale lady. I love the tamale.
Oh, she makes
the tamale.
Best
tamale
of the day or night. There is always a good reason to be at the 6-11.
Yeah,
there's like, always something going on that makes it fun to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some. Yeah. And I think the duck we had was even enjoying it. My friend went to that claw game and brought out a duck.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were so out of it. The duck was drinking my, was sharing my drink with me. And we took pictures of it. People were loving it. When I wasn't drinking.
No wonder the pizza was so good.
Okay. Wow.
I had my drink there in the straws, and I had the duck leaning forward with his bill on the straws. And
you said duck, and the first thing popped in my head was Harvey Fierstein, queer duck.
Just
Harvey,
damn. Oh, my God.
Lord.
But
where's my drink? Give me a piece of pizza.
I also love he also played the he also played the Sissy Duckling.
Yes, the Sissy HBO, Duckling. Yes, I remember that.
Which I made the comment of, you know, his parents were played by Ed Asner and Melissa Etheridge. I mean, if you're going to be born with a voice that deep, your mother has to be Bea Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Brenda? No, actually Brenda Vaccaro, I think.
Hi, you see Tampon? Really great.
Nobody remembers those commercials from the '70s, but Brenda Vaccaro used to actually hawk tampons.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Ew.
Oh. She did. Playtex.
Yep.
Were they used or new?
No.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
That joke you told me earlier.
It is Sunday. You know, time for Bloody Mary jokes, okay?
No, you know the waitress at Hooters hates you when your Bloody Mary has a string.
Oh, that's. That's that's nasty.
Guess who told me that joke?
Nasty.
He's the one laughing the hardest in there. That's the one who told me the joke.
And he's the one they call virgin.
No, it wasn't me. It was Jose.
Next week here on After Hours, we'll be playing. We'll be reading off the FCC complaints about us.
That's why we're called After Hours.
Oh, God.
The kids should be in bed by now.
Right. This is not for the 8
year old
buddy.
California Assembly has picked its first openly gay speaker.
We beat you. We got first openly gay mayor.
Woohoo! I thought Sheila Kunin was a speaker of the California Assembly before.
I thought so, too.
Unfortunately, I have to know Sheila Kunin because she was on a show that I was almost named after.
Well, maybe she wasn't.
Debbie Gillis?
I was almost named Maynard.
Uh-huh.
And the G stands for Walter.
Oh.
The G stands for Walter?
Yeah.
That's how they spell it down there.
Alrighty then.
That was Bob Denver's role before he became Gilligan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Before he got busted for pot.
Mm-hmm.
The beatnik who was allergic to the word work.
Yeah.
Work.
Okay, all the old farts in here, raise your hand. You just got that.
Hey, I have an excuse. I watch Nick at Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on Nick at Night.
Yeah, when you had to actually tune in every week at the correct time because there's no such thing as TiVo or VCR.
TV on 15 minutes ahead so that the tubes could warm up.
Yeah.
Jimmy knows all about that.
It's true.
Jimmy's over there holding his head.
Thank God it's not me as the only one feeling old right now.
Very interesting.
Jimmy remembers back when they had to use stone tablets to do TV shows.
No.
Jimmy was the entertainment.
Yeah.
No. He remembers when you put
concept of a cell phone is two cans and a string.
Jimmy's program is a cartouche.
I was just going to go and say, you know, you're when you on the TV, you had to put that little piece of mylar over that had the green at the bottom and the blue at the top, so it colored the sky and the grass for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jimmy's first reader in grade school was in Sanskrit.
Wow.
We need to save these jokes for the roast of Jimmy later, I'm sure.
Oh, we'll pull him from the archive.
Oh, yeah. His birthday is coming up.
Fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so is Virgin's Jimmy's
birthday. Yes, my birthday is coming up on Tuesday.
Your birthday's on Tuesday?
Yes, it is. I'll be 22.
Mine is on Tuesday.
Honey, you was 22 8 years ago. Shut the hell up.
Wow.
I'll be 22. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right.
The
Tuesday.
Partner to Freddie Mercury has passed away. Jim Hutton.
Oh. Okay.
Supposedly, one of Tiger Woods' many mistresses has laid claim that he has had gay sex.
Yes, I read that. It was fabulous.
Oh,
he probably has. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't doubt that with Tiger.
If you got that kind of money, you could afford anything.
Uh-huh.
One of the women who reportedly slept with Tiger Woods is set to write a book claiming she saw him having sex with other men.
Wow.
Sicilian model Lordana Jolie Ferrillo, the 13th woman linked to the golfer, has reportedly been trying to sell her story for $1 million. RadarOnline.com reports that the woman has graphically described Woods' alleged gay encounters. She said her book will detail his healthy appetite for arranged sex, threesomes, girls next door, girl, and an answer to all rumors surrounding Woods' sexuality. Her representative told the website she is in talks with a number of publishing companies regarding a tell-all book deal. There's been a lurid stream of allegations about Woods' actual marital affairs since November, when it was reported he had an affair with nightclub manager Rachel Uchitel. 13 women have now alleged they were sexually involved with him, although as of yet, Carrillo is the only one to allege he's had sex with men. Another woman claims to have a sex tape of the disgraced star, but porn producers Vivid Entertainment say they cannot ascertain whether it is him.
Oh, wow.
Just look at the size of the golf club he's swinging.
That's a good one. I like that.
Very, you know, that thing just gets more and more twisted.
Yeah, of course.
Ooh. But
I think he was sexually experimental.
Yeah.
I can't wait then to see what the Apple Daily animation is on that one. You have to be a fan of Keith Olbermann to understand the Apple Daily China News animations.
Oh, yeah. Have you played Tiger Hunt yet online?
Tiger Hunt?
Yes. You have to keep the SUV going.
Oh, wow.
And if you crash, she, like, grabs you out of the car and beats you up.
Yay. Yay, that rocks.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
That rocks. I like that one.
Like I said, there wasn't really much. I mean, there's the news out of New Jersey where they voted down gay marriage, which was actually a surprise to them.
Yes.
They thought they were going to win.
So that one landed face down in the East River, huh?
Wow.
God, she looks scary.
Doesn't she?
It's a woman from Glee. Jane Lynch. Obama's a huge disappointment on gay rights. Duh.
Yeah.
The battle for you to repeal Prop 8, which goes to the federal court, will be televised on YouTube. The proceedings will be videotaped and then later uploaded to a website to be viewed. It won't be broadcast live. On that.
They need to have that on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Well, I mean, they're not covering the healthcare debates. They have time.
No.
Well, you know, that's a whole other issue.
Oh, here's a fun story.
Oh?
Lesbian Utah legislature is a surrogate mother for a gay couple. Representative Christine Johnson, surprisingly a Democrat, has announced that she's carrying a baby for a gay male couple. She decided to become artificially impregnated with sperm with one of the men after two close friends expressed frustration over the difficulty of adopting a child. Utah law prohibits unmarried couples from adopting and does not recognize gay marriage. Johnson, who has a 17-year-old daughter from a two-year marriage, is 4 months pregnant and is expecting in June. Johnson offered to be a surrogate at no cost to the Salt Lake County men. The prohibitive cost of hiring one as much as $100,000.
Oh, God.
The men who were married in California when gay marriage was legal will pick up the medical costs.
That's nice of them.
That's nice of her.
I hope the kid doesn't inherit those teeth.
Yeah.
Oh! Well, all right, Mr. Head.
Oh, look, it's Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers was thrown off an airplane.
Yeah.
Heard about that.
Basically, she wasn't allowed to board an airplane because her passport said Joan Rabinowitz, a.k.a. Joan Rivers. And because she had two names on there, they weren't sure what to do. Supposedly, a porter at the airport recognized her and then drove her several miles away to a bigger airport where she was able to get on a plane and return home to hawk purses on QVC. Yeah, I hit the wrong button on my my cable box and ended up watching her receiving a bunch of roses while hawking a Python faux design green handbag from hell.
Oh, wow. Lord.
Trying to see. Nothing else much, really.
We're getting
close to the end here anyway. Let's see this Drudge Report, gay base Janet Napoleano. I love the fact that they...
John is here from Zydeco Pastale. I heard him playing the accordion back in the production room.
Warming it up.
Well, it is cold. You need to make sure your organ is properly warmed before.
Wow.
That song, Mama Plays the Squeeze Box.
So, this has been After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. And, as he said, coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pastale, followed by the Red Eye Special.
Oh.
And then we continue on with the blues theme here. Remember, if you don't need Xanax by the end of listening on Sunday, you haven't been listening to KPFT. We'll give you the blues.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
If you want to get in touch with us here at After Hours, let us know what you're thinking, your love mail, hate mail, news ideas.
Dirty pictures!
Two ways you can get in touch with us. You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org, or we always can handle snail mail. It is After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
We thank you for listening, and we will be back next week. Have we got stretched out for another 2 minutes still?
Yeah. Don't forget about our Facebook page.
Oh, yes. Check us out on Facebook.
Ooh.
We're waiting for number 200. We're up to 189, and I clicked a couple of people to add on as friends.
Oh, okay.
So we should be hitting over 200 this week.
Cool.
And you can poke around there. And
we'd love for you to poke us.
Well, you can poke on Facebook.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that when I was on a different website. It was like, I wish you could poke on here like you can on Facebook. It's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You can also send us an email on Facebook. We'll catch that there, too.
Yeah, they are instant message whenever you catch Wes or if it's really, really late and I'm sneaking in us on there.
Usually you'll catch Wes playing around on there.
Coming up next week on the show, we've got Stage Door Inc. and some of the cast from Steel Magnolias.
There you go.
We'll be here. Yeah, I went down and saw that today, and everyone's threatening to revoke my gay card because I've never seen Steel Magnolias before.
That's it. Turn it in. Right now.
I've never watched it.
Give me the card.
And
I saw the stage show before the movie came out.
I love the movie. The movie was great. Haven't seen it in a while.
I said the twisted part with it is when the one character came out, I looked up and I go, how much did it cost to get...
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one.
For us, Zydeco Pasta LA, followed by Red Eye Special. This is KPFT Houston. Now it's time for your PSAs.
On behalf of KPFT, thank you for your support this past year. In 2010, KPFT celebrates our 40th birthday, and we expect even greater things in this year ahead. Please take a moment to think of how much you relied on KPFT. KPFT has shared visions of a better world.
I like Love Anonymous more than Murder Incorporated, or shall we say South Africa.
There comes a time when people get tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression.
And the disease of the spirit lives in the mindset.
In honor of KPFT's 40th birthday, please make a tax-deductible contribution today. Every donation helps. Visit us online at kpft.org or call 713-526-4000 to support KPFT, to shorten our on-air pledge drives, to keep us growing. We look forward to serving you throughout KPFT's 40th birthday year here in 2010. And thanks for listening to KPFT Houston.
More than coffee, more than chocolate, more than a massage, volunteering makes you feel good, and it costs less, too. Avenue Community Development Corporation hosts group volunteer work days several times a month, where groups of volunteers provide landscaping, do site cleanup, and more. Also, Avenue CDC needs volunteers to assist with our annual fundraiser, Art on the Avenue, which is held each fall. Those with real estate or construction expertise could also provide much-needed support in our programs. Avenue CDC was created by residents within Avenue's target area who saw two things happening to their community. First, low-income residents were being pushed out by high taxes and real estate values. Second, the affordable housing that remained was in substandard conditions.